News for Gamers, Internet's Now radio program proudly presents...
EA4G Podcast!
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance, Gambit's Con. Give Pepper Wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
Yeah, that's cool.
We should have a cluck off.
That's terrible. Hey, man, shut the cluck up.
All right, welcome back to another week of News for Gamers Podcast Radio for the week of July 21st, 2008. And we have a special E3 Aftermath edition this week. And we have a full room. We even had to switch out headsets.
20 times.
But in the room with us, we have Gambus Khan, Jason Gambrell.
Greetings, programs.
Who he has pissed off his first listener.
You did. Indeed, you did. You got hate mail.
Yep.
And then also, did you just call everybody programs?
Yeah, I said greetings programs because that's from one of my favorite movies of all time, Tron. So there you go.
Also with us, we have the Wombat Ryan Womble, the headset breaker.
What's up?
The heart taker.
I am a headset breaker and a heart taker. Both. Both. I will take your heart like an Indiana Jones.
Ooh.
Next up, back from... How long has it been since you've been here? A couple weeks?
I think it's a couple weeks, yeah. A
couple weeks, we have Brian the Boogeyman Peterson.
Far too long.
Here to put a little bit of boogie in the podcast this week.
Put a little boogie in there.
Wow. Of course, now I got to answer my phone because fucking work's calling.
Thanks for coming.
That's the beauty of live to tape, folks.
Live to tape. Also with us, we have Justin the Killer Wolverine Testa, who has been through three headsets today.
Three.
Before and he finally got one.
All that part works. Of my master plan.
Indubitably.
I hate you, man.
Well, we'll start with fondling. Since somebody had to step out of the room for a second, we'll start over here with Mr. Khan.
Oh, man.
Khan!
Okay.
Khan!
My fondling, first off.
Khan!
Oh, okay. Okay. First off.
Khan!
Sorry, I just thought it would be funny to
interrupt you. I'm going to get the painful one out of the way.
The painful one?
Yeah, the painful one. Okay. About a month ago, I was feeling in the mood for playing some Dungeons and Dragons because the fourth edition books came out and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, I remember when I was in high school, I used to play Dungeons and Dragons. And I was like, oh, I'd really like to play it again, you know. And then
now, wait, are we talking about like a Dungeons and Dragons video game? Or
no,
are you talking about straight out like wearing your cloak to somebody's house, Dungeons and Dragons?
Not that far, but. Using pencil, paper, and 20-sided dice.
Okay.
And I was feeling that carnal need for being a freaking geek, man. You know what I'm saying?
It wells up in you every now and then.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very important to let it out, too, because, you know, chronic geek buildup kills more than 300 Americans a year.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, I only found, like, one other person who would want to play.
Imagine that.
And I was just like, I was bummed about it. I was bummed about it. Okay. So, the next thing, I was listening to my podcasts, some other podcasts, and I started...
Oh, traitor.
Yeah.
You're a traitor.
I don't think we should have Gambus Khan on the podcast anymore, because he's a traitor.
Well, it gets worse. It gets worse. Hear me out. Okay. I was listening to this podcast, and then they started talking about World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I already know this story.
Yeah.
And they were
going on this podcast about how much they saved money because they've been playing World of Warcraft. Well, I guess you could say one of the games I fondled this past week is WoW. Yeah. I see all the...
I played WoW for 2 months, and I had a blast with it until I got completely burnt out. So, as long as you don't let it control your life.
He's played it before.
Huh?
So it's not like he's a virgin at it. He's played it before.
I did play it before,
but... Oh, so you got sucked back in.
Yeah.
That's a little rough.
That's why I give him the evil eye.
And thing is, though, it was because of this other podcast, and they were going on and
Bastards.
On about it.
See, that's what you get for listening to another podcast.
Let me ask you this. Exactly. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you use nitrous inflation on your tires, too? So you can save money, quote unquote?
You know, I should. I really thought about that.
Get nitrogen inflation.
I'm going to change my tires soon, and I might get that. But but here's the thing. You know, the World of Warcraft community is you know really huge and everything. And I was liking it there for a little bit. I was like, oh yes, I'm a part of a community. But then I started to think to myself, well, I'm already a part of a community, one that I've been neglecting, and that's the Xbox Live community.
There you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, World of Warcraft, I was enjoying it. I was having a pretty good time. But, you know, I'm already thinking about dropping it again.
Well, I know she didn't come in and buy a 60-day card, so I give you kudos for that. So,
that's my guilty game.
Have you played City of Heroes?
No.
Have I asked you that? If you like WoW, you'll like City of Heroes. It's not quite as polished or user-friendly, I guess, as WoW is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, really good, but the thing I like about City of Heroes, number one, is it's superheroes, and you can, if you have a fly travel power, you can fly all over the city and just have fun flying around or whatever. But number two, it seems to me, at least as someone who's played it kind of off and on since it came out, that there's a lot less people on City of Heroes that take it so seriously that they're playing it nonstop. So it's not, I mean, World of Warcraft is a little intimidating because there's so many people who play it nonstop. City of Heroes is a little easier to kind of get your feet at.
My biggest problem with City of Heroes was I got so immersed in my character it forced me to take 4 prescription drugs at one time, which...
Nice.
But you were just looking for a moment.
It's too
to make
soon
that
for
joke,
that. Yeah.
You know? It's but, terrible.
Yeah, it is. It is. But
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you again. But I think that they either already have or they're really soon going to merge the City of Heroes and City of Villains universe. So you'd be able to play both at once.
At the end of it, will they just shake hands like nothing ever happened?
They might, yeah.
I thought they already did that in the Good versus Evil.
They may have.
There's actually a combo pack called Good versus Evil. You can buy both in one shot.
Well, this is actually like they're combining the universes, so it won't,
well, this
they
will
won't
be
sell
beyond
it separately anymore.
Evil, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Moving on.
But I'll tell you one thing that was pretty creepy was I created a female character, and when I was playing the game, it seemed like every 5 minutes, like a dude character would always just start a conversation with my character. And the last time I played, that never happened. So I kind of got freaked out by that. I'm like, oh, my God.
Getting some action now, right?
Wow.
Anyway, what else besides WoW?
Okay, besides WoW. Space Invaders Extreme for the Nintendo DS. I plan on writing a review of it soon.
I'll expect one in 2010.
Okay, yeah. Let me see. I did not play any of Etrian Odyssey this week, so that and
you'll never get to 2 at this pace.
Yeah, exactly. And on the PS3, I played the demo for Wally.
And
Wally. One of the problems with movie games. You know, besides the obvious, you know, they suck and they release, you know, day and date with the movie, so they have to fit a schedule so that the game sucks. This game actually has
we have to fit the schedule so the game will suck.
This game kind of it has good gameplay mechanics, but I think another glaring flaw with movie games is that in a case like WALL-E, The game goes out of its way to provide gameplay that it cuts from the context of which the movie, you know, flowed through. So it's like a generic, like, crap version of the movie. And the movie was wonderful. The movie, in my opinion, was a masterpiece. The game, not so much, you know. I would say this.
That's going on the back of the box.
Yeah.
The game, movie was a masterpiece. The game, not so much.
But I would say this. It would be a pretty good game for youngsters, just like most of your recent, like, Pixar video game movies. But
you gotta wonder what developers think. Like, you got this, like, new developer, and he's sitting there in his little cubicle, and he's, you know, working on his little programming and stuff. And all somebody comes up and goes, "You've been just picked up from a major producer to make a video game. Awesome, man. What is it? Well, it's by Brash Entertainment. Oh, shit. All right. Well, at least it's Saul, right? No, it's Space Chimps."
Oh.
I mean, how do you feel?
Hey, I figured it out. The Jumper is made by Brash Entertainment.
Is it? Oh my goodness.
Yes.
But I played WALL-E, the demo for WALL-E, and I also played a demo on Xbox 360 for Tales of Vesperia, and it's pretty cool. I like it. I really, really like the artwork. It just seems like the graphics just kind of explode off the screen. It looks like animation cells. Like anime or whatnot. It looks like the actual cells blown up on the screen, like, moving. And it just looks so awesome. And the gameplay is pretty good, too, because it's, you know, it's like a real-time action battle scene. And I thought it was pretty good. Lastly,
uh-oh.
I played the demo for Two Human. Well,
Judgment Day has come.
Now, here's a question.
I have a feeling.
Do we talk about our impressions on Two Human around the round table here? Or do we wait?
I think it would
say
be more
we played
fun.
It and wait till the end.
I think it would be more fun to round table Two Human right now than to go one by one.
Okay, well, that's pretty much my fondling this week.
Well, before you finish your fondling, before we get into Two Human, can you answer me a question?
It depends on what the question
All
is.
Right. Because I didn't play the Tales demo, but I looked at the back of the box, and why do Japanese developers make male characters so infeminate?
So feminine?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a easy explanation for that. Well,
I thought it was a chick on the
yes.
back of the box. The long-haired brunette guy?
Yeah.
And he talks
like this.
The fact that you just called him a long-haired brunette guy cracks me up, because usually I don't refer to guys with brown hair as brunettes.
You know... There's a lot of Japanese anime lately over the past couple of years that have been doing that as well, you know, having really effeminate men. And here's the reason. It's because girls in Japan love feminine men. For some reason, I don't know why. If you like the most popular J-rock or J-pop like male groups, they look like skinny anorexic makeup wearing long haired, like, not just long hair, but like so styled to where they flat out look like women. Japanese girls are into that. That's like in Japan, that's like considered like freaking hot towards the average Japanese like girl.
But don't most people who play Final Fantasy or like RPGs like that in Japan, aren't they male?
Well, they're always trying to attract a female audience, and also in Japan, there's a large female, like, video gaming audience.
But don't they all play DS?
Well, probably about three-quarters of them do.
I was going to say, because I don't think they play 360.
Yeah, no. I think...
Nobody in Japan plays 360.
I think that they probably...
And nobody will, because of Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah, Final Fantasy.
But, that's the answer. It's because they're trying to attract the female crowd.
Gotcha.
And females in Japan are into feminine women. I mean, feminine men.
Thank you.
So,
thank you for that. Very informative.
I have a feeling I'm about to get beat the hell out
All
of.
Right.
So it's time to talk about Two Human. So what'd you think?
I liked it.
Yes. Give me some.
Wait, he just said he liked it.
I don't care.
He didn't say he loved it even though he'd never played it.
Oh, he didn't say he hated it even though he never played it either.
I'll put it this way. Two-player co-op, It's going to be good. Should have been four-player, but it's two-player. I will say this. If it was a four, if it was actually going to be the four-player co-op game that it originally was, I would say that this game is going to be awesome.
Got to find four of us who like it, though.
Oh! I like the game because I approached it like a top-down hack-and-slash Diablo-esque game. If you approach it from the God of War slash Devil May Cry persona, you will not like this game.
Because that's not the kind of game it is.
Yeah, it looks like a Devil May Cry, but it really is a hack-and-slash game. And I like the way the combat feels, honestly. I mean, it's different. And it's kind of fresh, in my opinion. I like how you could slide halfway across the freaking room
from one enemy to the next.
Yeah,
bounce back and forth around the room.
Yeah, it's almost like you're connecting the dots of like enemy attacks, and I really enjoyed that. And I also enjoyed the music. I thought the music was really good. It wasn't your atypical like fancy music, in my opinion. It sounded like there was a kind of like a more of an ambience, like almost a new age type of a mixture intermixed with your heroic orchestral music. The graphics, granted, they're good, but they're not great. They're not as good as something like Mass Effect or whatnot. I mean, it looks like maybe a first gen 360 game that might have came out around when 360 first came out, like a game that was originally made for Xbox, but then had a little bit of extra lighting effects put in for like a 360 game. It kind of looked like that. And as far as I'm concerned, the graphics is probably one flaw. And the other flaw is that the actual player's mentality going into the game is that you're expecting a Devil May Cry or a God of War or whatnot. But I would say that this is probably at least as good as Conan or around maybe as good as...
You just hurt Wombat's feelings.
It's better than Conan.
Yeah, okay, it's better than Conan.
It's on the back of the box.
It's on the back of the box. It's better than Conan.
Yeah.
But see, I don't really... Once again, you're completely being hypocritical about your statement because you said it's not that kind of game, but it's better than that kind of game. That's not really fair. It would be more fair for you to say this is better than a Baldur's Gate.
Right.
Because it's not fair to say this is better than a Conan. Because Conan is a hack and slash. Too Human is a loot-grabbing dungeon crawler.
Yeah.
So
I would say it's definitely better than the Baldur's Gate games on the PlayStation 2.
But is it better than the Baldur's Gate games on the PC?
Well,
therein lies the question.
Right. Probably not, but it's also not a PC game.
Well, yeah, but a game's a game.
to an extent, but we just made a big, giant genre classification.
Well, he's made a big, giant genre classification about a game that's 10 years old, too.
Yeah.
Well, both ways.
Baldur's Gate's 10 years old, so it's Too Human.
No,
actually,
that's all I was referring to, Baldur's Gate being 10 years old, but then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, yeah, so it's Too Human.
But Too Human was a different game back then. So.
Yeah.
I personally love the game. And I said last week on the podcast that I was pretty sure I was going to love it no matter what. And I caught some flack from one specific person because they assumed that the reason I said that was because I'm a giant Xbox fanboy Xbox.
That's why you're wearing the T-shirt, right?
And the only reason I was going to like it was because it was an Xbox 360 exclusive.
Of course.
Not starting to think about the fact that I might be a giant fan of dungeon crawling hack and slashes and a giant fan of Silicon Knights. And guess what? It turns out that I actually have a pretty good handle on my own taste in video games.
Ridiculous.
I do. It's pretty amazing.
Man, who would ever thought?
I mean...
Wait a minute. You're trying to tell me you have a right to your own opinion.
Yeah. I'm also trying to tell you that...
The forum people have the right to your opinion.
I'm also trying to tell you that, I went into this knowing that I love hack and slash, dungeon crawling, loot gathering... and Silicon Knights, and came out pretty damn happy. So I love the game. I beat the demo 6 times, which means basically that I put four, five, 6 hours into this game into the demo. I did the unlock trick. Did anybody else do that to unlock the other classes?
No, I haven't.
I'm gonna wait for that for the full version.
Yeah, so I played a couple of the other classes. I still actually, I think, like the champion the best just because it's the best mix between the two, although the berserker class is really cool because you can dual wield. The camera has some issues. I've found that I can get around most of them by switching to the close camera view when I'm fighting a troll, the boss-looking things with the hammers, and switching to the isometric view when I'm fighting a room full of enemies because it backs the camera out and it makes it basically just like Marvel Ultimate Alliance or Baldur's Gate or any of those games. And I love the right analog stick. I love it because I love the fact that I can be surrounded by enemies. There can be enemies to the front, to the right, to the left, to the back. I can hold the stick forward, wipe out some of those, and just smoothly roll the stick to the right. He'll automatically shoot over and take out some of those guys. Smoothly roll it back to the left. He'll skate across the floor and kill those guys. It just makes you feel like a badass. Plus, I like the fact that it's very easy to transition between the sticks and the shooting because you can be running towards a group of enemies, lay on the guns to take a couple of them out, and then just push the right analog stick forward, and he just slides forward and starts hacking people up. But, yeah, graphically, it's definitely not. There's some environments that are ridiculously impressive to me, but as far as the character animations and the character models go,
they definitely are a
step back from most anything you're going to see
current
gen. But I love the game. I think it's awesome. It's definitely didn't disappoint me. So, and I know you didn't like it. So.
As the pendulum swings my way. all right. I wanted to like it. I actually was extremely excited about the game before it came out because I loved Eternal Darkness to death. Actually beat it all four times to get the final ending and all that good stuff. So I was really expecting a lot. And I guess my biggest problem is, A, I'm not your loot gathering fan. And the biggest reason is the fact I need more diversity, not the old wooden ship found in the Civil War, as Anchorman would say. But no, I need more diversity in my games. It's going to keep me interested. And I felt that I was doing the same thing, just on a different level. You know, I mean, the demo was, what?
An hour long.
Yeah. And
about?
Really? I beat it in 27 minutes.
Yeah, I beat it in like 30 minutes, and I'm and
if
like
you go through all the
in,
secret rooms and everything, it took me about 50 minutes, 45 minutes.
The first
minutes.
15 minutes felt like the second same 15, or the second 15 minutes to me. And it's just like, you know, I wanted to mix things up a little bit more. I felt like I was fighting the same enemies in the same ways. I mean, yes.
Well, but it's just one level out of the entire game.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the thing is, it's like reading a book, and you get to the first chapter, and if you're not drawn in, what's going to make you want to finish the book? You know?
Yeah.
Is
no,
that,
I agree.
Does that make sense? I mean, they
I
didn't
agree
do,
with
they
that,
didn't,
but
I mean,
mean
they, I guess they started it. They shouldn't have started at the beginning of the demo. They should have started it somewhere else later in the game. That way, you can kind of see some of the more heightened points of the game, I guess. I mean, they can't say that they didn't, you know, weren't far enough in the game to do it because
well,
they've been working
done,
on it for 10
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
I mean, and I guess my biggest problem is Eternal Darkness had the same problems as it, you know, as far as development cycle went. It was in development for eons.
I played it on the 64.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at E3.
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah. And but it came out very polished, and it felt like something that they really had a lot of care and love for. This felt, you know, basically it's been sitting on the back burner, and it felt like an afterthought to me. It felt like they really didn't put as much love and devotion into this game. The character designs are blah, to say the least, and the actual story itself isn't very appealing. I mean, granted, we're just getting the very beginning of it, but right now, I disagree there too because
I actually really like the story. Yeah. I like the concept of the story.
Yeah, same here.
I like the concept of the story, but I didn't like its execution so far.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Yeah. And like I said, and the thing is, the demo kept me from buying the game as a sure thing. It won't keep me from checking it out and seeing if getting further into the game, I'll give it a couple hours to see if I actually get into it. But at this point, it's no longer a must-buy for me at this point in its stage. And I kind of disagree with the whole this simplistic combat thing. I it was cool with Jet Li's Rise to Honor. But
Rise to Honor was terrible.
I liked Rise to Honor. I don't know.
I don't like the idea of me just holding left on the analog stick and him doing all the fighting for
me. Well, what's the difference between that and mashing the same button over and over again? It takes the same amount of skill, but it just makes it feel more smooth on the stick.
Well,
at least with the button, though,
I get to time my attacks versus your attacks already done for you.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. But I guess one final thought as far as the demo goes. Was it me or was the... I did more melee attacks because it didn't seem like the guns were all that powerful.
Were you shooting both of them?
Yeah, you got to shoot. You got to hold both triggers, shoot both of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I discovered that my second playthrough. I'm like, yeah, the guns are really good shit. Yeah.
I'm trying to fight the big bosses from like a distance, and I'm just like barely taking them down. Let's go up and...
Did you do
I only played through and beat the demo once. So.
Did you, when you did the bosses, did you actually, did you ride... Did you jump on their back and ride them and kill them that way, or did you just kill them straight out?
From a distance, yeah.
Okay. Did you?
I just killed them from a distance.
Yeah, you can, once you get their armor down, their chest armor down, you can go by their feet, and you hit the A button, and he'll jump up, he'll, like, do a flip jump up onto their back, and they'll, like, try and shake you off, and you have to move the stick back and forth, and then once you get centered, you hit the right analog stick, and he'll take his weapon up and stab. Either if you have a hammer, he'll slam him on the head, or if you have swords, he'll stab it into their head, and it kills them in one shot.
The thing is, you're not the only person to say glowing things about this. I got a guy who works with me who absolutely loves the game, and he had the same thought I did after one playthrough, but he said he went through and played it a couple more times and found that there was actually more depth and stuff.
Right.
So,
like I said,
I am not going to waste my time anymore on the demo. I'll wait for the final version and play it in its entirety that way if it appeals to me enough to do so. But right now, I'm just saying, I don't hate the game, but
my expectations
were through the roof and pretty much just got kicked through the ceiling into the floor.
It's definitely not a game for everybody. That's for dang sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's definitely not your game, like, not only in terms of gameplay, but it's definitely not a game like Devil May Cry or God of War where it's a game for everybody. It's definitely for your, you know, loot gathering, dungeon crawler, that kind of stuff.
Well, when I was coming into it, I was really excited about the game.
Did Killer Wolverine not play it?
No.
No, he didn't play it. When I came into it, I was really excited about the game, and unfortunately, the demo left me less excited about the game. And it's mainly because he's hyped this game up so much to be this epic adventure, and it's not. It's a dungeon crawling loot gather. He really marketed it badly.
Yeah.
And I feel like, and that's what disappoints me, because I went into it expecting this kind of epic action game. And really, like he said, the combat is smooth. It's buttery smooth. But then again, I'm more of the Ninja Gaiden, tell me you're dialing combos, you know. And unfortunately, him showing it, he made it out to sound like that. He was even on there, you know, talking about like, oh, if you go into the advanced combat thing, it'll show you how to do all these different moves. And I'm looking at the advanced combat list, and I'm like,
it doesn't really show you much.
Tap it twice?
Right.
That's an advanced move?
Yeah.
You know, and I understand that it's a loot gathering game, and people are going to love it, but it is not the game. It's not deterred me from buying it. I'm still going to buy it and play through it.
But it's not the game you were expecting.
No, it's really not. And I knew it was a loot gathering game, but he had made it out to sound so much more like it had epic action. And it just did. And the story, really, I was skipping cutscenes by the end of the demo. I just was. It just did nothing for me. It didn't present itself well enough for me to get into. But then again, the story for me has to really jump out.
Well, and two, I mean, we're judging the story of the game based on the
demo. I'm judging it on the... So... You know, I mean, there was an ample amount of cutscenes in the game. But none of them really drew me into the story.
Right.
Like, they weren't entertaining. I might see, like, if you... By the end of the game, you would really appreciate the story. But they're not flashy, you know. And I have ADD gaming. So if a story doesn't nail me within like the first couple cutscenes, it's hard for me to get into unless I sit down and play through it a couple times. So, and that's really the long and the short. It's not going to stop me from playing it.
I guess I agree with you on that point. The story is not flashy and it's not going to grab you at first. But the story in the first Legacy of Kain wasn't like that either.
No.
And the story in Eternal Darkness wasn't really like that either.
No, but...
It took playing the whole game and seeing the whole story to fully appreciate
it. But Eternal Darkness did so many things to get you interested in the story at the beginning, which is really what I liked.
Right.
So, And in this one, it's like, yeah, I guess it might also be because he's told me so much about how great his story is and what his story is about. That, like, there was no surprise.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're playing Baldur. You're playing in the Norse. You know, your brother is talking to you about this. You have, you know, what's her name?
Freya.
Freya is in there. And yeah, I already knew all that. Thank you. You know, where's the surprise?
Dennis Dyack has probably hurt this game more than he helped it.
A lot more than he helped
just
it.
I mean, he has hyped it up so much. He always, anytime you see him, he always seems overly defensive, which never helps.
Well, the thing about this game is this is one of those games that he had not said one damn word about it.
Right.
It would have gotten so much underground buzz and turned into another BioShock. But instead, he went out, made all this hype about it.
Right.
And now people are kind of like, well, where's this at?
Yep.
Where's this great game you've been talking about for 3 years?
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And that, he did hurt it more than he helped
it. Well, for better or worse, and this will bring back some memories here, it's not Daikatana.
Well, no, it's definitely not Daikatana. I think,
and it's actually a hell of a lot better than it was at last E3.
Yes.
I mean, but it just, for me, it just didn't seem like a finished game.
Right.
And it's coming out next month. It didn't seem polished enough to say, hey, let's release
this. It did not need all of this hype. Advertising is fine. He hurt this game a lot more than he helped it. Their previous games were probably like that, too. If he'd have sat around and talked about Eternal Darkness for 6 years, you probably just would have been like, when it came out, like, yeah, I already know all this. Where's the shock?
Right.
Where's the surprise? What's cool about this?
And that's another thing, too. I was kind of maybe expecting some kind of niche factor to kind of say, oh, this is kind of different.
Well, they've got
I mean, with Eternal Darkness, they had that. Yeah, yes, on the surface, it's just a basic third-person adventuring game, but then they had the really cool sanity effects and some really neat ideas that they implemented. But in the demo, at least, like I said, we're judging this from the demo's point of view.
Right.
From the demo, at least, there was nothing that said, you know, get this because this is different and this is why.
Yeah, the only thing that's kind of like that is the whole... And it actually, it's funny because there's a lot of parallels in this game to the Legacy of Kain series. I do like the whole shifting between worlds to, like, you shift between worlds to affect stuff in the other world.
How that plays out in the final version.
Yeah.
If it's going to be simplistic or if it's actually going to do some kind of, like, major.
I imagine if it follows the patterns of their other games, it'll probably get more complex as it goes on.
But at least when you go into a building, it doesn't load for 30 seconds.
True.
I love the original Odyssey game, but that was so annoying.
Yeah.
Well, basically, the gist of Two Human is if you like dungeon loot crawling games, you will love it. If you don't go into expecting anything else.
Right. Yeah, don't go into it.
Because you would just come out disappointed.
Yeah, don't go into it expecting Devil May Cry or God of War because it's completely the opposite of those games.
Yeah. One person loves it, one person thinks it's really good, and two people think it's too okay.
Too okay.
All right,
yeah,
so,
I mean.
All right, so what else are you fondling?
Oh, yeah. It is my turn, isn't it?
Man,
that was crazy. I spent most of my time this week actually playing the Two Human demo.
Well, we've talked a lot about it.
So, and then I played some Guitar Hero 3 today because I hadn't picked it up since December when my wife bought it for me.
Don't tell anybody what difficulty you beat it on because they will just make
fun. Oh, no, I'll tell them. I beat it on medium because I'm not ashamed to admit that...
Well, he's rusty.
Yeah.
The thing is, he's really good. He was used to be better than both me and Zero at one time.
When the first Guitar Hero came out,
play it enough.
I think I was the first out of the entire group to beat it on expert.
I didn't play it, so I thought it was stupid.
And to five-star it on just about everything but the last tier of songs on expert. But I didn't really like Guitar Hero 2 that much. Like, I didn't get into the songs as much as I did the first one, and I didn't really play it as much. So when 3 came out, I was super rusty, and I started trying to play it on hard, and I was just like, you know what, I'm going to back it down to medium, just so I can play through all the songs, because I enjoy some of the songs later on in the tiers, and then once I get my skills back, I'll bump up the difficulty. Well, that was back in December, when my wife bought it for me for Christmas, and I really haven't played it since. I played it for like 2 weeks, and then I really, because I've been playing so much other stuff, and I've been so busy with other things, I really haven't gone back to it. So I finally beat it on medium today.
Woo!
Woo! I felt like a noob. I plan on hopefully trying to convince myself. I had my guitar upstairs, my Guitar Hero guitar upstairs.
Yeah.
And with all my Rock Band instruments, because I've got like 16 million plastic instruments in my house.
Yeah, you and me both.
So I brought my Guitar Hero guitar downstairs in the hopes that it will inspire me to play some more.
And then I played – what else did I play? I played a little bit more Top Spin 3 in preparation for my review, which I hope to get to you very soon.
Usually be in 2009.
Right. And then I played on the PlayStation 3. I played a little bit of the show, not a whole lot, just because I had a little bit of time to kill. Played a little bit of that. And actually, the second game that I played the most this week, rivaling the two human demo, was Warhawk. I played a shit ton of Warhawk this week.
Yeah, I saw you on the PSN network the other day.
Yeah. So, and I still suck, which is awesome, but I'm starting to get better. And it was great. I have to share this story because I think it's hilarious. We were playing one of the new game types, which is Hero, where each team, like, randomly for a certain amount of time, somebody on your team will become the hero, quote-unquote, and the only way you can score is if you kill the hero.
So it's like VIP.
Right. So we were playing Hero, and we were playing I can't remember the name of the map now, but I decided, you know what? I've never really tried the sniper rifle in Warhawk because I tried it a couple times and it's a little weird for me.
Yeah.
It's a lot more precise than the sniper rifles in a lot of other games. But I'm like, I'm going to just stay in one spot and I'm going to see if I can make this sniper rifle thing work. Well, I lucked out because I got in this one place on the map and I'm looking around and I see this guy up on the like one of the actual towers. And he's, like, standing there with the binoculars out. And I'm like, all right. Pow. And he died. And I'm like, sweet. So I'm standing there, and I start looking around again. And the same guy starts climbing up the ladder to the tower again. So he gets up to the top. Bam. Okay, killed him again. I go back and start looking around. Look back over, the same guy climbing up the ladder again. So I wait till he gets to the top, and I let him run around in circles around the top of the tower for a minute. And then he stops. Pow! And he's dead. So I start looking around the map. I find somebody else on a turret gun. I take them out. Look back up. Same guy climbing up the ladder. So I just shot him before he even got to the top this time. I just shot him off the ladder.
This wasn't a bot, right?
No, he was a normal guy.
There are no bots in
the Yeah, there's no bots in
I know, but...
So I shoot him off the ladder, and I'm like, man, this guy's getting pissed off by now because I've killed him like four times in a row. And this time he didn't even make it to the top of the tower. So we start going at it again, and somebody sneaks up behind me and knifes me, so I die, and I spawn somewhere else, and I go back, I get a sniper rifle again. I'm like, man, he's not going to be there, so there's no point. Actually, I killed him five times before I died because I got the sniper medal or whatever, the little, like beginner medal or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he's not going to be back there because, you know, I died. I spawned away. I had to go back. I go back. What do you know? Guy standing right there. So I killed him one more time, and then he never showed back up on the tower again. But it was just funny to me that I killed the same guy six times because he was stupid enough to keep going back to the same place, even though he kept dying there. So, but like I said, I love Warhawk. I think it's awesome.
Great game. One of the best on the system.
Yeah, but I am terrible at it. So especially when it comes to actually flying the Warhawk, I'm terrible.
But see, that's a sign of a really good game, is even when you suck at it, you still want to play it.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just a sign of a really good game.
Absolutely. And I think I played some more Monster Hunter 2, blah, blah, blah. Talk about it every week.
It's the new two worlds.
It is the new two worlds.
Except it's actually good.
Actually, I think two humans going to be the next two worlds.
Probably.
Dun, 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 dun.
But I think... I'm trying to reach back into my memory. Last night I played Ninja Gaiden 2. And let me tell you, this just illustrates how much different 2 Human is from Devil May Cry, Ninja Gaiden, whatever. I went straight from 2 Human to Ninja Gaiden 2. And I about like went nuts because it's so much different. And the camera, I kept trying to hit the left bumper to center the camera because that's what you do in 2 Human. And I kept just getting owned because the camera is equally as terrible in Ninja Gaiden 2. So once I finally got used to it, though, I was back in form. But so I played a little bit of that last night, and I played like 5 more minutes of Universe at War to try and give it another chance, and I still just don't really like it that much. So I packaged that back up and sent it back to Gamefly. But other than that, I think that's pretty much it. As far as Future Fondling goes, it's Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur. Don't shake your head.
No, it just fell off my radar. I totally forgot it was coming out.
Yeah, yep. Next week. All right, so we move on to you.
Hopefully we'll get one.
We will. I'll be punching people in the chest.
I don't have faith in anybody anymore except for EA.
So. Oh, shut up, because you missed one game. One game.
If I was a fan, I would have really been pissed off.
If I was a fan, I wouldn't have waited a week to get it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
You didn't.
I didn't. So...
Funneling. My funneling has been in bite-sized portions.
We're talking live arcade.
Live arcade to the extreme.
To the extreme.
No, I literally everything I've played had like no depth to it whatsoever. Played a lot of Rock Band.
Yeah, I saw you on playing Rock Band.
Downloaded a couple of the new Who songs and downloaded them all because I don't.
The Yoo-Hoo songs.
Yoo-Hoo.
I don't like the live feeds. And
I don't understand putting a live song in those kind of games. I just don't.
What's weird about the new songs, though, you know, like when you get your energy up so far and then the crowd starts singing along?
Yeah.
It sounds too loud in the new Who songs. It's like, it's, I don't know, it's almost like they had a sample too loud. Like they didn't do a good sound check.
I ruined your sound check.
But, I downloaded, I think it was like 3 or 4 of the Who songs, and we'll not be downloading any Shinedown songs, but I might get
Nine Inch Nails songs.
Yeah, that's such a better compliment. I'm not even going to go into that conversation. I haven't downloaded a Rock Band song since Offspring, and before that I can't even remember, because their selection's been garbage, in my opinion, but that's just me.
What, Rock Band?
The DLC. I'm happy they're doing it every week, but for me, there's been nothing.
See, it's funny because, I know that you and I have very different music
tastes. Well, extremely different.
But I actually, I need to get another point card, because there's a lot of songs on there that I really want. I saw that they put Hard to Handle by the Black Crowes up, which is a song I really like.
I think we have that because my wife bought it, so...
I'm one of the few people in the room, probably, that likes the Black Crowes.
I guarantee it.
So.
Other than that, like every week I play, you know, a lot of the show. I'm at, actually, the All-Star break.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm almost on par with the season right now. I need to really get...
Now, you're not playing Road to the Show, right? You play Franchise.
I'm playing Franchise. I do not sim games. I'm playing...
Yeah, I never sim
45 minutes,
games.
An hour games, you know. But, you know, that's just kind of like one of those things. I'll get home and I'll jump on for a quick hour, and pretty much that's all the love that PS3 gets at this point in time, because there's not a whole lot out. Although it did get a little bit more love as I played the Siren demo.
And
to use the broken English, it should have been called Siren Hill, because it is such a rip. It is a bad rip off of Silent Hill.
See, I haven't played it yet. I need to download that one.
But it's
a
bite-sized game, which is nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's a PSN game, right?
It's a PSN game.
Yeah. Visually, it didn't do nothing for me.
Really? Even though it's a bite-sized game? Even though it's a downloadable game? It looks better than any downloadable game I've seen. You know? I mean, I guess...
I don't know.
Because you got to take it for what it is.
Yeah.
Because it's probably going to be like $10, $15.
Right.
Combat system's poop.
Well, I'll give you that. And you can't see shit.
Yeah.
You can't see shit.
I think I shook my six-axis controller more than anything just to get freaking monsters off me. Because no matter what I would do, they would just not die. So it's like, God, this is ridiculous.
He would not die.
So, first impressions is probably going to be my only impressions of Siren. And I'm a huge survival horror fan. And I would rather have the broken, controlled, bad camera version of Alone in the Dark than playing
Alone in the Dark is my two worlds for the year. It totally is. Yeah. I love that.
Which I need to get back into playing.
Yes, you do, because the way it ends is epic.
I know. And the thing is, you actually got me geeking the one that, if anything, I want the achievement points, obviously, or at least, you know, I want to feel like I accomplished it. I don't want to just fast forward to the end.
Yeah.
Because I do want to get to that last level where it's just one big freaking puzzle.
Yeah, because if you skip anything in the game, you don't get the achievement for the level. Yeah. So they make you play through every
section. I'm not an achievement whore, but I achievements to me are more of an accomplishment.
Right? Yeah.
Not necessarily a points thing, but I feel like I've cheated my way through the game. If I fast forward it, even though it's an option.
It is an option.
I hate when people are like, man, you can't do that in that game. That's cheating. I'm like, well, it's in the game.
Yeah.
If it's in the game, that EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's like people that tell you if you play on easy, you suck. I'm like, well, you know, it's in there. You can play on easy if you don't really want to fuck with the game of dying 35
times a minute.
That's
why I didn't play Capcom versus SNK Evo on the Xbox because of this stupid...
You mean GameCube.
Was it the GameCube that had the right
analog? GameCube
had
the right analog stick. It was in the Xbox version, but online you could disable it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we never... I never played with that
crap. We never played with that crap.
That was crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, a lot of Xbox Live Arcade games... Defender.
are we going like, welcome to What's Finally a Console, 1975?
Well, I'll go through the old school stuff real quick. Just Defender, beat everybody's high score last night, which I was pretty happy
nice.
About.
Nice.
But you beat everybody's high score. Ooh, Defender. What, are there like two people that played it and one of them's me because I'm an achievement
holder? I'm old enough to have played it in the arcade, so blow me.
I don't know if I'd brag about that, Grandpa.
Back in my day, we had two buttons and a joystick.
You had to plug quarters into something until you beat it, and we liked it.
Shaking the machine would tilt it. Then played Mutant Storm. I am back addicted to that game again.
Did you play the second one yet?
No. Is what?
There's just Mutant Storm. What is it? Reloaded. Something like that. Yeah. There's a second one. It's better than the first one. Much better than the first one.
Yeah. After we see the bat tonight, I am.
Yes.
Gonna do that. Yeah. Because I absolutely love it.
Second one much better.
But, I mean, obviously, my only beef with the game itself was the how freaking difficult it is to get that belt level high.
Oh yeah.
And then you die. It's like boom, nothing.
You know, I'll tell you a secret way to do it, and it's kind of cheap and generic, but you can do it. All you have to do is beat. You get a new belt for every 10 levels you beat without dying, and you don't have to do 10 levels.
Because like, I know you can go to level 1.
You don't have
10,
to keep going
20.
Higher and higher. You can literally keep repeating the first level, the first 10 levels over and over again without dying. It will get harder. Granted, it does. For every belt you earn, the game gets harder. So I managed to get the yellow belt. That was about it. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Because I started playing some of the tally mode and just see.
All you got to do is beat 10 levels without dying. That gives you a belt. Doesn't matter what 10 levels. It's just 10 levels in a row without dying, you get a belt. So that's how the system works.
Okay. Cool. Of course, I love Geometry Wars. The thing is, what was weird is I was really, after playing Mutant Storm, I wanted to go back and play some Geometry Wars, and noticed it was not on my hard drive. Thank you, Xbox Live, for not pulling a Nintendo on that one, because
I didn't have
to pay for
it
again. Yeah. I just re-uploaded, started playing it, and actually got really, really good last night, got onto a feverish pitch, and some jackass sent me a message right in the middle of the game. It kind of broke my concentration. And the thing is, when you get to those heated parts of the game, you don't want to see anything on your screen except for
what's going on,
people dying in front of you.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. I have to throw this in there because I just remembered it, and it's probably damning, but you said playing that reminded you that you wanted to play something else. I'm almost afraid to say this. Playing the Two Human demo made me want to play Two Worlds. That's probably damning to Two Human, but it's just because of the loot. Because
this Dyack's head just exploded.
it's
playing Two Human made you want to play Two Worlds.
Just because, like I said, I played through the Two Human demo five times, however many times it was, and I kept getting cool loot. And I realized that Two Worlds has a lot of cool loot in it, whether the game sucks or not. So I'm like, maybe I'll play a little bit of Two Worlds since I can't play any farther in Two Human. Maybe I'll play a little bit of Two Worlds and gather some loot there, but I didn't because then I realized that I had other games I should play. So anyway, sorry.
But yeah, and I think the whole reason for this whole bite-sized gaming thing is I think I'm suffering from, as Ken said earlier, the ADD of gaming right now. I am not in the mood to play anything with a lot of depth or complexity.
Well, you know why?
I have Grand Theft Auto sitting there saying, "Okay, you know you still haven't even beat me yet."
We were me and Killer Wolverine were joking about this the other day. But do you ever notice how many people are still sitting with GTA on their shelf? Yeah. When's the last time anybody put it in their system?
Yeah.
Well, I think that a lot of people have the ADD gaming right now, and this is me being completely honest because a lot of people just beat Metal Gear, and it's like the most complex, in-depth thing of all time.
But that wasn't me.
Well, no, that wasn't you. But
I stopped at the monkey in the diaper.
But I honestly think that that's probably a big part of why you have ADD gaming
right
now.
Very possible, yes.
Well, I think it's also kind of frustrating as I look on my shelf and seeing all the games I'm half completed.
Yeah, I don't know
what to start on and what I want to really want to play. I mean, if we can go all the way back to Assassin's Creed, which I still haven't finished
yet. Yep, same here.
Yeah,
Assassin's Creed is on everybody's pile of shame.
Alone in the Dark, Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
I haven't even started Mass Effect yet. I would say this since, what, October, that I was going to actually start playing this game when I got it back.
Oh, man. You need to...
I know people keep kicking me in the nuts at work about
it. You're going to want to wait until you're ready to play something in-depth before you get into Mass Effect.
That's the thing is, I don't... I'm actually into the old school of playing games where I'm not forced to sit down and play for a certain amount of time. I can play for 2 hours or I can play for 30 minutes.
Right.
Whatever my mindset is in the mood to do. And the thing I think in my mind is also I'm trying to finish up that album, my CD and everything. So I'm just like, I'm trying to do so many things at once and I'm exhausted when I get home from work and it's just like.
But makes it a perfect time for a fighting game like Soul Calibur.
Yeah, and the good thing is I got a full-fledged vacation coming up in the middle of August, so I think that's where I'm going to probably sit down and play something hardcore again. But for now, I'm just bite-sized gaming. Back to that. Download the Golf Tee It Up, which is very good. It's Hot Shots, but in my opinion, better than the PS3 version of Hot Shots.
Snap.
Wow.
Whoa.
Man.
It's more fun.
Some people's head explode.
And not that I don't love Hot Shots.
Your head explode.
I love the other Hot Shots. I like the PSP versions of Hot Shots. Something about the PS3 version just didn't do anything for me. It's prettier.
I guess it's because you've probably played this game like 6 billion times before. I mean, it really hasn't changed much.
No, it hasn't.
Hot Shots is Hot Shots, like Smash Brothers is Smash Brothers.
Right.
It's going to be the same.
So I play a lot of that. And that Parkside level, the second course.
I haven't played the second course yet. I've only played the first course.
You're going to get pissed at that level. I mean, you basically got to – you have to basically play it smart. You can't play it like 10 cup. you can't just go for it on that level because
go for gold.
I mean, if you even see that the you know your ball is in range and stuff like that where you can actually hit it over a certain spot, you'll end up fouling it up and failing and then being pissed off because you're even set back even further because now you're deeper in the rough or you hit off a rock into a water hazard. It's just there's a lot more hazards on the second course.
Damn it.
So. It's not as fun and unfrustrating as the first course, but yeah, I will beat it. What else?
You already did Defender, man. I mean, the ultimate.
Defender alone.
Well, I mean, that's no worse than me playing Space Invaders.
At least you're playing a new version of it.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with Defender.
Got the Defender Defense Force. another
reason I've been going through the arcade levels is I've been going through and seeing how many games I actually just bought, played like a round or two of, and then just stopped playing. So my quest is going to go through and actually finish some of those games. I actually want to beat all 100 levels in Gauntlet. That kind of thing. So.
I got to about 76 before I was like, "Fuck this!" I
wish there was a saving point. Even on the NES version, the good Tengen version that is illegal, the illegal Tengen version. There was passwords after you got so far into the game, and it's just irritating that you have to play all 100 in one sitting. Sonic the fucking Hedgehog on the Xbox Live allows you to save between levels.
I still have the Tengen Tetris for the NES at my house.
You know how much it's worth?
Is it?
Yeah.
Anything from Tengen
I think
is
I have
like,
it at my house.
Well, the Tengen Tetris is the most
Yeah, I don't have
valuable.
Tetris. I have Gauntlet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Gauntlet, not Tetris.
I'm
going to
say Tetris, I'm robbing your house.
No. I have Gauntlet.
Yeah, okay.
Tengen Gauntlet.
Honestly, the Tengen Tetris is the best Tetris like ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I also have
which I really want Tetris on Xbox Live Arcade. I know
Rolling
it's
Thunder,
Nintendo property now. But
oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Luminous just isn't as good.
You know, Luminous.
And neither is Puzzle Fighter. So I like Puzzle Fighter, but it's no Tetris. So, but now as far as future funneling, I guess now that you guys refresh my memory, Soul Calibur's coming. So I'll also play NCAA football, but I don't like college football, so I'm not even going to. I already talked about my impressions, and they really haven't changed much, and I'll be posting my review this week and whatever.
Yeah.
I should be seeing Madden, though, in the next week or so, which makes me happy.
I'm very excited because it's the only game I have. I have succumbed to the the Monopoly because I have nothing else to play. I mean, it's terrible for me, but I have to get excited about something.
When I get it, I'll have to bring it over just so you can see if you're going to like it to buy it or not. Kind of
I really don't have a choice. I'm kind of in that mood.
I'm not
going to
get rid of it this year because I think we actually might have a good season. So I actually might be getting the football mood. Not to mention I haven't played wholeheartedly a football game in probably like 3 or 4 years.
I played 4 seasons of All-Pro football last year just because I needed football.
Yeah.
Sad to me.
So I'm hoping to get that. I'm hoping to get that relatively soon since it's due out the 12th and I got college like 2 weeks early. I'm hoping to get this early as well from EA. But other than that, there's really not. I mean, I was looking forward to T-Human, but not anymore. I guess it's a good thing that I'm not for the fact I'm not in the mood to play that kind of a game right now. So
it's true.
It would be like a double-edged sword. It's like I got this, but I'm not going to play it much. Like Mass Effect, Kind
did
of
you
thing,
get
so.
Did you get Soul Calibur for Live Arcade?
No.
You should.
Well, he was telling me that they took out the story mode, which
they
was,
did.
It was the most, that was the most appealing thing to me about the Dreamcast.
They took out the mission mode too, which sucks. Yeah. But it plays exactly like the Dreamcast version.
Yep.
Like there's no difference at all.
Looks just like it too.
Yeah. Well, but it looks a little higher res.
Well, it is higher res, but still, you know what?
The Dreamcast version was gorgeous to begin with.
Fuck SD display, seriously. Why can't I get a full widescreen
display?
Yeah,
no, I hate that.
Piss me off.
I do hate that.
I was trying to stretch it, and I can't.
Yeah, you can't.
It's stupid.
But all anyways. Right. Other than that, just waiting for 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock, whatever time we go see The Dark Knight. So
so good, so good.
Chubbs, Mr. Spoiler.
Hey, I'm spoiling nothing.
All right, so then we move
spoiled
on.
Spoiled the newness.
Oh, yeah, I did.
How you doing?
Tired.
You're kidding.
We noticed you hadn't said anything.
By the way, Kill Wolverine is here in the studio.
Yeah, by the way, since tired is the first word he's uttered the entire podcast, Killer Wolverine's here as well.
So what you been fondling?
Well, Devil May Cry.
Sounds like you're crying.
I'm sorry, that was all just drab to me. I'm sorry.
It really was.
It was all just what?
That's fine. I don't know what it is. I just don't really care.
He's in that mode.
You're bored of all of us talking.
I'm not emo.
Killer Wolverine can have his own podcast.
No. I don't mean to sound like a dick. I just don't really care.
He's not into two humans.
He just doesn't really care what
that.
The rest of us have
no,
to say.
No, it's not that either. It's just I have things to attend to. My poor car. I don't want to get into it, though. So Devil May Cry.
Yeah, you're smiling, though. You got Unreal today.
Yes.
For the low price of $25.
Indeed. Thank you. What was I saying?
Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry. Thank you. Finally playing as Dante. I missed the devil arm of
it's
Nero.
It's quick to miss the devil arm. You don't realize how much you appreciate it until it's gone.
Yep.
Don't know what you got
until
it's gone.
I did download Golf, tee it up. It is like Hot Shots. It is fun. I had my caddy give me advice on how to shoot a shot.
Like,
what club to use, where to put it.
Yeah.
Like, no. Are you going to miss? You going to miss?
Yeah. That's all he would say. You're going to miss. Sounds like that heckler from Happy Gilmore. You will not make this shot,
you
jackass.
If I was the real golfer in that game, I'd fire my caddy. They had the worst club selection like ever.
Yeah.
They always want you to tee off with a 5-iron and crap.
They always want you to shoot towards the canyon too.
Yeah. Yeah, they lined me up a shot that would go down a cliff. I'm like, what? Really?
Why do you want me to hit the ball off a cliff?
I'm like, really? And Ken's like, shoot it. I'm like,
ever.
I can't. It's got me going down a cliff. Like, turn it to the right. Oh. What should have lined me up in the first place? Why the fuck would I want in there? Well, whatever. So I played that. I beat the first course. I'll play the second course sometime next week, but I don't really know if I want to after your description of it.
Yeah, it's hard.
So, let's see. I helped Ken when he played the Coffee Time crossword.
Oh, nice.
Which is real fun. I'll download
excellent.
It.
You know what? I downloaded the trial. I still haven't played it.
The only thing that I have a problem with, and I tried this once, and I just, when I watched him play it, I'm like, this is tedious, is the fucking letter selector.
Yeah, you
can
can't
you use
your
the chat pad?
No,
oh,
you can't.
That's gay.
And so.
What about a keyboard?
No. Nope. So you got to use this gay little wheel, and you got to use the gay little bumpers to move the gay little cursor around the gay little letters.
Wow.
We have a running theme word here.
He means happy.
Yes.
Okay. Happy letters.
Yes. Well, it does smile.
Happy cursor.
Yeah, yes. Happy.
So, I mean, other than that, I mean, it's a crossword puzzle. It's fun.
You get a shitload for your money.
You do. There's 45.
I love me some crossword puzzles.
45 puzzles in each tier. There's super easy, easy, normal, and difficult. So yeah. 45 for
45 super easy,
four.
Huh?
Is it super like, easy is not super
is
easy.
Is
this
like,
I'm sorry.
What goes meow?
No.
No, it's
no, no. Like, literally, what was one of the one? The description was facet.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nice. And they said that one of them was Dan Quayle and then E.G.
And
Vice President?
Well, it's not Vice President.
It was a
four letter letters.
Word.
Veep?
Well, okay.
So you know it. There you go.
All right. Well.
But it's not. That's on super easy. Yeah. That's nice. Super easy. How many people know Veep besides you?
Probably not very many.
Exactly. What was your major in
his hand?
Political science.
Thank you.
He raised his hand. Kind of like, yeah, I know it.
That's where bad religion gets to you, though. So all you do is pay attention to politics and how terrible this...
That's all. Yeah. 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 All right. What else are you playing?
The worst game in the history.
Yes.
Of fucking
yes, it is.
Games.
Woo, it's so bad it's good to play.
No, it's really
yes,
not.
Yes, it is, because it's so much fun.
Are you talking about the game
yes.
you just bought for me?
Yes.
Jumper.
Oh.
I'll just slap you in the mouth.
God. It's just as bad as Hayden Christensen's acting.
No,
it's worse than that.
Well, he's pretty. His acting's pretty
no
bad.
Way.
So it's
did
horrible.
You just call him a pretty actor?
No, pretty bad actor.
You got a pretty mouth.
The game is awful. It looks like a PS1 game.
It does.
Nice. And it plays like a PS1 game.
It moves like a PS1 game.
The combat is atrocious.
The
and
combat?
Yet you just bought it.
Yes, I did.
So it's like that David Bowie game on the Dreamcast?
Omicron.
Yeah. Omicron
I still
was
have
good.
That game. I
it
like
was good,
that
but
game.
It was broken.
Yeah,
no, no,
it was
no. Jumper's not
broken.
No. It's just terrible.
Yeah, it was made broken.
It is terrible.
They
game.
Packaged shit in plastic and shipped it out with a name called Jumper on it.
It's one of those games that you do not believe how bad it is until you play it.
And you don't want to... Don't play it. Don't fucking play it.
Unless you want achievement points.
Not even that. I mean, oh, God, it gave me a headache. He popped it in, like, you're playing this. No. It haunts me. Oh, it's awful.
It haunts you in your wildest dreams.
It's just awful. Oh.
Yes.
The combat, it sucks. Like, you have these guys who just whip your ass. But they come out, and what they have...
It's the same guy.
It is exactly
Killer
two
Wolverine
guys.
Pays $20 a week for somebody to come over and whip his ass.
It's the same guy over and over
two,
again.
Like, basically
two different character
two
models.
Two different character models. Well, three, because you got the guy in the trench coat.
Oh, yeah, you
got
the guy in the trench coat. Yeah, so there's three
name?
Character
yeah.
models.
So they come out, and
sounds like River
the way
Ransom.
The combat works is, say the guy's coming out facing you. The A button lets you jump in, like, you know, use his little gay teleporter thing.
Happy wow.
Jump
man,
in and hit
bad.
Him, and then you can hit the, what is it, the X button? Is that
no,
the one on
no,
the left?
The way the combat works.
No. I mean, if he's looking at you, you hit the A button to jump in front.
Yeah, it's basically when
the
you,
Y button behind, X button to the left, B
yeah,
button to
the
right. The
circle
now,
line
if he,
four sides to attack.
If he turns around, then it, obviously the X button would be on the, you know, the... Just going, it's queer.
There's really no reason to
wow.
try to explain
man,
the curious. Semantics.
It's just awful.
So it's strange.
It is.
So it's happy and curious.
Gotcha. Happy and strange. Gotcha.
I did get 10 achievements for 500 points. And, you know, the other 10 can suck my balls. I will not be playing this. And
how would that even work? You
know, Hayden Christensen's coming over.
Oh, it's just...
He ain't doing nothing else.
It's awful. Awful. And
Jumper 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I damn you. Damn you for putting it in and making me play it. But I got 500 points. That's the only good side to it. So
I can't believe somebody brought up Omicron.
I loved Omicron.
I loved it, too.
I loved
I still
Omicron.
Have it.
Oh, it was a great game.
I think I still got a liner on there somewhere, too.
Say what you
could
want.
Jump in and out.
Shut
speaking
up.
Of jumping, you could jump yep. in and out of different people's bodies.
Yeah, yeah. I loved Omicron.
Cool game.
It was Shinmu before Shinmu.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I remember that game.
Except it was good.
Oh,
did you
wow.
see that?
Did
you,
man,
I told,
we are in disagreement.
I told him there's Sega said no Shenmue 3.
They did not yeah. say no Shenmue 3.
Yes, they did.
They said there's no plans right now for Shenmue 3. There is no Seaman. Flat out no.
I read
it. I did read it. He did. And so,
where'd you read it at?
On IGN.
Dude,
so there's going to
be no Seaman.
Taki said.
There's going to be no sailors.
There was a second Seaman already.
I know.
They said there's just no plans at this point in time for Shenmue
which
3.
Means there's no Shenmue 3.
Wow.
Come on, man.
I changed my game
you do realize that there are no plans, there are quote-unquote no plans currently for a lot of games that are going to come out.
You're holding your breath. Don't hold your breath.
I put waiting for Shenmue as my camera motto on Xbox Live.
You'll be waiting just as long as, you know,
well, all I have to do is say to Sega, you're alienating the Shenmue fans out there.
All four of them.
And if you don't release it, I'm going to drink a wine glass of milk and say goodbye to you, as you will lose lots of money that from Sega Superstars Tennis and all these other crappy games that you guys release on a daily basis. Sorry, I had to go into my Final Fantasy 13 dork mode there for a second. All right, next.
Anything else?
That was pretty good. I like that.
We're running deep.
So. Yeah, apparently. No.
That's what she said.
You play anything this week?
Probably not.
Unreal Tournament?
And we're an hour already.
Sometime
solid.
Next week, I don't know. I'm on academic probation, so I probably won't be playing it. So, probably not till Saturday.
Alright, I get to talk about the one
mess
game.
Mess with the bull, you get the horns.
I get to talk about the one game that everybody keeps saying they're going to play, but...
Never does.
Can't fess up to go buy it.
What's Jumper? That, Civ Rev?
Yes.
Yeah. I almost bought it last night, but I didn't end up having time.
I got Civilization Revolution this year, this week, and all I can say is you sorely missed out.
But he got Chocobo Dungeon.
No, I didn't.
Well, did you change your mind? Because you said you were going to leave it before you're going to buy it before I left.
I changed my mind again before I left, so I change my mind all the time. Yeah. All
right. Civilization. Well, then you're forgiven.
Civilization okay. Revolution.
I take back all those nasty words I said about
you. We're going to get these fucking out of my mouth here
for you to discuss right now.
All right, Civilization Revolution. Here's the start. I never played a Civ, ever. They were always very daunting, and I really don't want to sit around and manage the economy of an archer. I just don't. I don't care. But Civilization Revolution is the simplest, most fun, entertaining game. I sat down and started playing it. You can do a game in about 2 hours, and you can save every time. You can save anytime you want, but they ask you to save usually when the era changes.
Yeah.
Seriously, no strategy game has ever worked with a console controller as well as this does.
Yeah,
it's flawless. It is brilliant. I just really enjoyed all the little the way it is. Is the first time you play through it, they will tell you, and you can keep the tutorial on as much as you want. It will tell you every little thing you can do. So when you research something like banking or iron oring or industry. It's just a giant race to see who becomes the first. See, the best moment for me was towards... At the beginning of the game, I was trying to play it like a real-time strategy game. I was trying to invade Alexander the Great within the first, like, 15 minutes. And he was whooping my ass. Like, I'd go in, and he'd just whoop my ass. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to build, expand. I start getting up further in there, and what's cool is, like, I would have horsemen running around the level. Once I got into the industrial age, they turned into tanks.
Nice.
So then I decided, hey, Alexander, you remember when you whooped my ass? I went back into his city, and he sent out guards at me. Like, guards on horseback with armor. And I just blew them away with tanks. And, like, famous people will visit your city.
Right.
And you can get them to become residents, and it also gives you boosts. Like, Thomas Edison visited my city, and I got a boost in, what was it? like, history or something like that. My history produce was bigger every turn I took. But I can't describe how good the game is.
Yeah, I love the demo. I need to pick it up.
It is absolutely incredible. The only downside is when you play multiplayer, regardless if it's just me and you playing, there will always be five civs. Always. There will always be five civs. So you can never play a game with just your friends because it's only four players. So even if you play all four people in the room, there will still be one computer-controlled Civ.
So there can't be five?
No. It's only 1-4.
1-4?
Yep. So
there'll always be that computer opponent.
There will always be a computer opponent. But the nice thing is if we play, we could join together. We could join forces through...
like treaties?
Yeah. You can...
Diplomacy.
Which was
the treaty.
It was funny because... Genghis Khan was on my map too.
Nice.
And he kept saying, oh, let's be friends. So I'd say, yeah, let's be friends, and I'd invade one of his cities, and he'd yell at me, and he'd be like, but I was so strong that all he kept saying was, can we have peace?
Right.
So I kept saying yeah, so I could build some more army.
Right.
And then I just invade another city.
Yeah, that's what I did to the guy that I was on my little, like, map. We had a peace treaty for, like, I don't know, 400 years.
Yeah.
And that I went to attack, and my little advisor lady popped up, and she's like, "We are under peace treaty."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Nope, attack anyway." Flat out. Yeah.
It's funny because it's cool because when you go into somebody else's country, it'll come out and they'll say, "Are you sure you want to do this?" And
right.
You can consult your advisors, and they'll come out and they'll say, "You know, the Indians are weak. Go ahead and invade Gandhi."
Right.
And, you know,
Gandhi.
That's what's cool about it.
Gandhi's ass.
Each civilization has like a giant figurehead that
right.
You will know. Like the Egyptians have Cleopatra, and the Indians have Gandhi, and you know Genghis Khan controls the Mongolians.
Abraham Lincoln for the Americans.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln controls the Americans. I mean, it's just and it. It's they speak in like Simish,
right?
It's so funny. They just kind of like blah 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 blah. It's just, but I like how they change over the years.
Right.
Like your advisor will come out at the beginning. He's got like a turban on or something. I was playing as the Egyptian. He comes out with a turban and he's got his shirt off. And then further in, he's like gets glasses and he gets a suit. And it's just, it's badass.
And then when you're like in the future in the space age, he's like wearing the red and black jacket that Michael Jackson wore in Thriller.
I actually did not make it that far. I actually didn't make it that far because the nice thing about Civ is you can play it any way you want. You can win by diplomacy.
Right.
You can win by economy. You can win by domination. Or you can win by technology.
Right. If so, you're the first person to blast off into space.
Yeah, the first person into space wins. The first person to build, I think, like 7 wonders
right.
will win. First person to completely dominate the map, which is what I did, wins. So.
Oh, so
and
it's
the first
very,
person to create the World Bank.
Yes.
Very versatile in the way that you can
have your opponents. You could play the game and never attack probably somebody else.
You
could just defend your own city.
You can defend your own city and just continue to build your cities.
Man, that sounds really intriguing.
It works so well because there's so much that you manage, but you never feel overwhelmed. Like, the first time you play it, you'll be like, oh my god, this is way too much information.
Right.
I don't know what any of this shit means. But the nice thing is the way it holds your hand and tells you, okay, this is all you need to worry about right now. If you upgrade this, this will happen. If you upgrade that, that'll happen. And then once you get used to the way combat works, where if you invade somebody, you can tell which one you have an advantage on, if you could possibly win, you know, your diplomacy options. Once you start building stuff, it becomes real second nature. By the end of the game, I was an expert at what I needed to do in the game. And that was just after one game of like 2 hours.
Yeah, that sounds like a glowing review, man.
It's great. I mean, it's absolutely a great game. I'm playing the hell out of it. I loved it. And then, like I said, I played Jumper.
Man.
Fucking Jumper.
You know, everybody give me shit about Jumper, and they know that I'm an achievement whore, and that's the only reason I bought it. And the only reason that I paid for it is because once I'm done with it, I turn around and trade it in and probably get close to $10 after all my little discounts. And if they have any specials, like trade so many and get extra trading credit or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'll be done with it. I get rid of it. It's garbage. It's worse than Superman 64.
Wow.
Holy Toledo.
I would rather play Superman 64.
Wow.
Than to play this game.
So, in other words...
That sounds like a glowing review.
Yeah,
as well.
A glowing review to stay away.
I did play the Hulk this week, too, which I like.
Think?
I liked it.
I think that's next on my GameFly
queue. I really did enjoy it. It really is not as good as Ultimate Destruction. I don't know if there ever will be another Hulk game that's as good as
Ultimate
Destruction. Ultimate
Destruction was the bomb.
But being able to play a game that's
damn...
Huh?
That's why it was Ultimate.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Just like Ultimate Spider-Man was the bomb. That's why it was Ultimate.
Exactly. Anything named Ultimate is awesome.
Ultimate
Except
Warrior.
For the Ultimate Warrior.
No, the Ultimate Warrior was great. But being able to play a game that's almost as good as Ultimate Destruction and have it look the way... Because it does look really good.
Yeah.
What I think is its biggest hindrance is the camera. Like, it goes all over the place. But destroying buildings is very satisfying. The story, I've started skipping at this point. I'm like, really? I know what's going on. Bruce Banner's being chased by these people, and he's
Bruce
the Hulk.
Banner's a Hulk, blah, blah, blah.
He's killing people, blah, blah, blah.
Don't make him angry. You wouldn't like it when he's angry.
Yeah, when he gets angry. But there is no stealth Bruce Banner missions.
That's good.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Because that game, made by Vivendi Universal,
was awful.
Terrible.
Awful.
Terrible.
Game.
A lot of arcade. Played a crap load of Soul Calibur.
gearing
crap
up, huh?
The Soul Calibur for the Xbox Live Arcade, and
I'm excited for the new Soul Calibur. I'm extremely excited.
I look at it like create a character, and I'm like, wow, it really is a lot better than the last one, and it just makes me excited. And you can store like 60 characters or something, so it's not like Mortal Kombat Armageddon where you get one,
and it sucks.
I was so pissed about that. So pissed about it.
Well, not to mention the creator character in Armageddon was...
was terrible.
Awful.
Yeah. But I played a lot of Soul Calibur. I played a lot of Golf Tee It Up. I played... I went back and played Echo the Dolphin, and I forgot how bad that game is now.
Oh, Echo
I was
the
like,
Dolphin.
Wow. This game is not good now. And I played a lot of Coffee Time Crosswords. That's if you like crossword puzzles,
I
definitely
love crossword
get it.
Puzzles.
It's worth every penny. I played Schizoid. Good if you're playing with somebody else. Not so much if you're playing by yourself.
How's that Double D Dodgeball?
Awful.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I played that,
Double
too.
Double D Dodgeball?
Yeah.
It's, yeah, it's, it sucks. It's awful.
It sounds awful.
It
sounds like,
awful.
It sounds like something Itagaki would have made.
No. No, it's literally like, it looks like Pong.
Nice.
I mean, it's just like vector graphics.
I'm just talking about the Double D part of it.
I know, I don't understand why they called it that, because it's vector graphics. It's ass. It is absolutely awful.
Double ass dud.
Oh, that is one of the worst arcade games. But this week I'm very excited about the Xbox Live Arcade game. 1942.
Yeah.
Sweet. 1942 HD. Woo.
Oh, I have to tell the story.
I thought the new Geometry Wars is supposed to be coming out soon.
I'm sure it will be soon. Oh, speaking of which, shooter fans, did you see the new Galaga?
Yes.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be awesome.
And the thing is, I love Galaga. Galaga is one of my favorite arcade games of all time.
Well, they're making a like championship edition of Galaga.
Yeah, it was some really cool footage on E3. Speaking of which,
is it time?
I think it's time.
All right, we ready?
It's time.
Ready to talk about some E3?
It's Vader.
Let's bust it down by conference. Let's start with who was first.
Microsoft.
As always,
Microsoft
is Microsoft.
And
They shot E3's load at the very beginning is what they did.
First off, let's ignore the white elephant or the big pink elephant in the room for a minute and just talk about the rest of Microsoft's conference.
All right.
You sound like you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah.
I just – the only thing I was impressed with was the new look of the dashboard.
See, I love the new look of the dashboard. Yeah. I think it looks awesome. I like – we've said before that we're all about –
Eight party chat. We are all about
copying ideas on this podcast. So I love the fact that they got the avatars there now.
The only thing about the avatars, let me just real quick, is you can implement them in like game shows,
right?
Yes.
Which is really cool. It's the one they showed, they didn't show up, but Ted was one versus 100. You could either be the one or be the 100,
right?
And they have a real host, and you can win real prizes. That's really cool.
What makes me laugh is like when you see people like going, all they did was copying the Miis and stuff like that. It's like, but how many times have we always talked about in the forums, what would you add to your perfect system?
Right.
Yeah.
The Miis.
So all they're doing is just giving you ideas that are already established and work.
Right.
And just kind of upgrading them a little
bit. I like the fact that instead of like when the Miis are
actually
parade,
doing something with them.
Right. Yeah. You can actually just, if someone pops online, you can see it right away. You don't have to parade them around.
Right. So and not to really mention, cool. Somebody pops online, you can just instantly, boom, grab them. You're in our eight person chat, baby.
And
that's awesome.
Full party support for every game.
Yep.
Get everybody in the Mii chat room. This is one of the things that was so overlooked by this conference is you can pull eight people into a chat room, talk to each other, then say, hey, you want to go play? This is home. This is what's great about home is get everybody in the room, start chatting, jump right into a game.
It's basically home without some of the useless stuff.
It should be called homey.
Yeah. Wow.
and this should actually make a lot of you guys happy too, is the announcement of Netflix blew me away.
Yeah. Netflix
is it Netflix, but let's say I'm sitting around and it's like a late on a Saturday night or whatever, we're all home, we're just exhausted. Well, obviously it's too late for us to actually kind of meet up, but I'm like, hey, did you guys see this movie yet? No. I pop it on my Netflix, you guys join me in my freaking room, and we watch it on our own.
But there is a catch to that. There is a small catch to that that people are kind of glazing over. In order to watch the movie with the person, everybody has to be a member of Netflix.
Right.
So, like, if Jason didn't have Netflix and you invited him into the movie, he couldn't see it.
Really?
Oh, okay.
He has to be a member of Netflix. That was kind of like the small
part. Yeah, they didn't mention that out loud.
So I was wondering how that would work.
What about the movies that you download, then?
Yeah,
same thing. Everybody has to download it.
That one I don't know if you can do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just the Netflix that everybody can watch.
Oh, I thought it was as a whole is what I heard.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. Maybe that'll work if you're a gold member. Maybe you have to be a gold member.
Well, regardless, that was awesome.
Netflix was huge.
The thing is, what's really cool too is, yeah, you can be a member of Netflix and be it for $4.99, whatever the cheapest ass rate is, and I'll keep the 3 DVD thing that I got going on now.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'll actually be a member and be able to go in and go for $5 a month. I mean, who can afford $5 a month?
Look into doing that because that's really cool. The
Netflix thing was huge for me. It was like, if Sony had had their press conference first and said, oh, we're doing a video store, then Microsoft said, well, okay, now we're going to do Netflix.
Right.
We already got a video store, so now we're going to do Netflix. That was like a huge thing. I think the best quote that I read about the Xbox Live update is somebody said, you know, PlayStation Network really was getting to the point where Xbox Live was.
Yeah.
So Microsoft came out and said, okay, you're paying $50 a year. Bam.
Yeah. Right.
We're going to give you avatars, chat. You know, we got Netflix. We got all this crap. You're still worth $50 a year.
And it's pretty.
Yeah.
That dashboard is. Yeah, although it looks like Windows Vista.
Yeah,
Windows Switcher.
When you switch between the windows.
Windows Vista's pretty.
I never said it wasn't, but it's funny how it looks.
I'm going to be. It took me a while to get used to the fact that it's going to look like this, but after I got used to it, I like it.
And it's funny to me that because of the announcement that we're ignoring for now, nobody even talks about the fact that they unveiled a completely new dashboard.
Yeah.
No.
Like nobody has even mentioned it, really. I mean, they have, but it definitely hasn't caught as much attention.
In my opinion, this is the biggest thing. I don't care about the other thing. I mean, it's huge for Microsoft, but I don't care about it.
Well,
I mean, it's a game I don't care about.
I mean,
about,
to you personally, and probably.
And I think
there's probably 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 people in this room who can care less about that. That
it's
night.
Just the announcement was so big. And it's funny because, well, we'll get to it later because the fanboys can
it's still
suck.
Huge.
But, you know, another thing that I found really cool was the Fable 2, the co-op. How you can just go into the purple orb.
Where you can see your friends where
they
are.
Where they're playing in the game in the purple orb thing. That got overlooked.
Yeah.
What killed me is that announcement at the end killed everything else.
Yeah.
Granted, it was like the biggest announcement of E3.
Right.
No doubt about it. But you start off your conference, you're showing off Resident Evil 5.
Yeah.
You're showing Fallout.
Right.
Co-op. You're showing co-op Resident Evil 5, the first place to show it. You show Fallout. You show Fable. You show Gears of freaking War 2,
which
looked amazing.
Yeah.
That stage looks freaking incredible.
Yeah, that
and the teaser at the end.
Where it's like you're going to ride the Brumac.
Yeah.
I
wish it was November.
All that stuff. You know, like all that stuff.
Well, basically what Gears 2, and since we're kind of, you know, this is why we're not jumping all over the place from place to place, but since we just mentioned Gears 2, everybody knows, at least who's listened to this podcast for the last 60-some episodes, knows that I'm not a fan of the original Gears of War. And my problem was because it was claustrophobic. My problem with the game is it was very linear, point A to point B, hide behind this thing, do this kind of a thing. It didn't seem like it had a whole lot of freedom. This game seems like they've really just, boom, just opened up the environment. Yeah.
That scene where he flips into the window and is like shooting all that stuff on the ground, and that's all real time because you're shooting it. It's just like, oh my god!
The new weapons, the flamethrower,
fucking
awesome,
badass. And the 5-player co-op mode, the horde.
Yeah,
it's just
but
you
know what?
Endless waves.
That's cool, but I was hoping for 4-player co-op.
But you know, there's a reason why he didn't do that. Is because if you watch the demo that he played, where are the other two guys?
They're not there.
They're not there, so that doesn't fit with the story.
That's what he was saying. He said he was really just focused on Marcus and the other guy.
Dom.
Yeah.
As the main two characters, and that's why he didn't put it in there, because it's a centralized story that he, you know, it wouldn't make any sense to have any more than two people in it. So.
Yeah. I mean, as fun as it would be 4-player.
You got 5-on-5.
Deathmatch.
Yeah. Well, there's a co-op thing.
I know, it's Horde.
That's Horde,
which
is just endless waves of
locusts as they get harder.
It's cool.
Yeah. It is, but I don't know.
He just wants the 4-player because it was such a great co-op experience.
It was.
It really is.
In the first one, it just got kind of old in the first one because two humans would, you know, Ken would go off in one direction, I would go off one, and the AI would follow one of us. And when they die, there's nothing you can do. You can't save them.
I was really impressed by the Resident Evil gameplay that they showed.
Oh,
and I was incredibly – I'm a big fan of Bethesda, and I'm also a big fan of
Fallout.
So I was impressed by the Fallout trailer, but I couldn't help but wish that we would have saw in the place of those two, because let's face it, Resident Evil was going to get shown probably by Capcom, and Fallout was going to get shown too. It would have been nice to see a couple more exclusives and the Microsoft – press conference.
It would have been nice to see some new games.
Right. Yeah.
I would have liked
I'd like to see some unannounced games from them. I would have loved to see Forza. I would have loved to see Alan Wake, obviously.
Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct, which, you know.
Alan Wake's never coming out. After the 33, I've given up.
I heard a little rumor that it might pop up somewhere this year. Tokyo Game Show, maybe Leipzig. But
all right, okay, I'll give it to Tokyo Game Show. If it's not announced in some kind of form, at least saying it's still in development cycle, at least mentioned.
Right.
I'm going to give up on it.
But if we're getting into the biggest disappointments of that show, it was definitely that there was nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, everything new was casual.
Right. And you know what? Let's be honest. The casual part of that press conference was terrible.
Yeah. Whoa.
It was bad, but it wasn't as bad as the other casual.
Yeah, right.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. But the casual part of that, I'm excited for a new Scenic because I love the last one, but it pisses me off that it's not DLC.
Right.
Because you should have gotten DLC in your first
I should have gotten DLC for the first one. Never did. Yeah.
Right.
Never got it.
They promised DLC with this one.
And that the movies thing looks stupid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the movies thing looks terrible.
All in the movies is iToy. Yeah. That's all it is.
I kept thinking iToy every time they were doing something, like when they're showing her dancing and stuff. I'm like, that's a freaking iToy.
See, I thought it looked familiar, but I couldn't think iToy because I didn't.
But I actually think you're in the movies is pretty neat because, yeah, you're right. It is like iToy. You're just doing all these stupid things. But I thought it was really awesome when they showed the movie.
Yeah.
I want to see the movie editor because if it's got a lot of options to it, it might be worth of it.
It is Codemasters.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, I think the movie part of it where you see the movie is the big payoff.
Yeah.
And I think that in itself – if you got kids or you know family over, I think that could be really 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 fun.
Yeah, I thought when seeing it, the mini game just looked like a joke, and then when they showed the movie trailer or whatever, that looked pretty cool.
That looked like it would be a good time with a bunch of people. The mini games did not look like it would be a good time.
I'm just amazed you guys haven't even had it come out of your mouth yet. Just how amazing! I mean, in my opinion, stole the Microsoft conference. It wasn't even the final game.
What's that?
Lips.
Shut up.
You know what?
Shut up.
I will go on record right now, today, and say that I'm looking forward to Lips.
Well, the coolest thing about Lips.
I will go on record and say
Lips
that because I love Karaoke Revolution.
Well, the coolest.
But you didn't buy SingStar.
Well, you're right. I didn't buy SingStar, but only because the songs on SingStar didn't appeal to me as much.
I
but
love it's got Lips. Unlimited DLC. I love Lips. That's I love the idea of Lips. That presentation was awful.
Yeah, the presentation was terrible.
The coolest
thing, the fact that I can
Duffy
plug in any MP3 player and sing any song. Man. That blows everything away, in my opinion.
You give her a whole song, too.
It's nice that you can plug any song in there.
Didn't she mess up her song, too?
Yeah.
They had that with Xbox Music Maker.
Yeah.
How well did that work?
Well, but this is a lot. You can't compare this and Xbox Music Maker.
They haven't done anything else since, so I'm still waiting.
This actually scores you like the Karaoke Revolution games. And, you know, it's basically like it's not before the fanboys go crazy. It's not exactly like this. But it'd be like having a new Guitar Hero where you could plug in your MP3 player and it would automatically score you on how well you do on those songs. And to me, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's Dance Factory. If anybody remembers
Dance Factory,
Dance Factory was the Dance Dance Revolution that allowed you to
put your music CD
song
in there.
And it uploaded the note charts and stuff like that so you can actually.
Well, the one thing you can get excited about with Lips is that, and this is another thing I give Microsoft credit for that nobody else gives them credit for, they went out and got the best. They went out and got the guy that did Elite Beat Agents to make this game.
Yeah.
So seriously, you know, I mean, I got to give them credit.
What's that?
Guitar Man?
Guitar Man.
Yeah, okay. Guitaru Man.
And the Elite Beat Agency made those, so it's like, you know.
Like I said, I will go on record right now and say I want Lips.
I've always said I've wanted Lips ever since I heard those coming out and you can upload songs. I'm just saying that.
You're going to shake the microphone?
Oh, yeah, the Duffy performance.
Shake the microphone?
You're going to shake the microphone?
Yeah, that's
tambourine.
Stupid, too.
Those microphones are hideous, too. Just want to go on
record. They are.
It looked like something that Buffy played with After Hours.
Anyways. So the casual part of that was just awful.
Yeah.
It was awful. So, but as far as pros go, definitely Gears. Even though I'm not a huge Gears fan, definitely Gears.
Fallout 3
definitely
looks
Fable 2.
Fable 2.
Even though, I mean, I saw some people online were disappointed in the Fable 2 demo. They said the demo looked boring or whatever. I personally don't agree with that. They didn't show enough combat in the demo.
They just showed the
purple orbs.
Because you see, though, that this probably gets people up in an uproar. 10 hours, main quest.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. But you know what? That's the same length as the first one. I was kind of expecting it. It does suck, though. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat
the fact
that it
sucks. I think they showed a really bad level.
They showed a bad level at the G4 presentation. Yeah. They really did. But Fallout's one of those games that I wasn't excited about as much.
Until you
saw it. But now you are.
But after I saw the video of it, I'm like,
I love holding down the R bumper, and it stops combat.
Right.
And you zoom in, and you can just...
Of course, I got my conferences mixed up here, so if I'm wrong, then correct me. But honestly, and this automatically goes, I mean, I guess this will get fast-forwarded to my game of the show, Persia.
Persia wasn't at
Microsoft or Sony. It was at Ubisoft's conference.
Okay.
Wasn't at anybody's.
We'll go to that later.
That
which is a shame.
Was. Wow.
But no, Fallout, I'm definitely jacked up about. I was jacked up about it before, but now I'm even more.
I never really paid attention until I saw it at E3. And I'm like, woo. So I'm excited about it.
And, you know, I'm not a Resident Evil guy, but Resident Evil 5 looked good to me. The only problem is the AI did not look so good. My hope is that it's just because it's early.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give them a chance on it. But
or it could be because they're zombies.
Well, but
well,
still. When it first showed him walking into that room, the zombie's just standing there staring at the wall like this.
Oh, yeah, when it was running at the wall.
The metal one? That's awesome.
So definitely on the pros, Gears, Fallout, Resident Evil.
Are you ready to break the internet?
No, it's already been broken.
The pink elephant?
The pink elephant. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Now, it was funny because I always expect, like, a thing at the end.
Right.
Microsoft's been known for this. Oh, yeah, we have one more thing.
Right.
When the guy from Square came back out, I was like, oh, shit.
Right.
Started running the trailer. I'm like, well, wait a minute. What is this? Because I don't remember mechs and all that stuff flying around. I'm like, what? Then her face came on, and you could feel it.
Right.
You could feel, like, every Sony fanboy in the world
screaming.
Just
exploded. Whoa. Did any of you watch it?
A great disturbance in the forest.
Did any of you watch the conference?
Dried out
silence. I watched it on G4.
They pulled the camera out, and you couldn't see shit.
I watched it on the
at the request of Microsoft, they had to pull the camera back, and you couldn't see what the hell was going on. You couldn't read what was going on. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then,
boom.
Yep.
It was like a giant atom bomb.
And you know
bomb.
What? All I gotta say about this, you fanboys can suck it. All right, it's a business thing. It's not like it's coming out only on the 360.
Right. It's not like it's
and
exclusive.
It's not gonna like you know they're gonna shun the PS3. It's gonna be on your system. It's gonna be amazing.
Right.
All right. Fucking suck it up. It's a business. It's for business.
You know, I mean, if you love your series so much, why not invite more people to play it?
Right.
Because it's not about that anymore. It's what we've talked about a million times before. It's being able to wave something in the face of somebody else and say they have it and nobody else does.
I swear to God, anymore, 90% of the people – I shouldn't say 90% of the people. The games that fanboys tout, they don't even care about the game. They just like the fact that, you know, PlayStation 3 has this and Xbox 360 has this and we just want to shove this in the other guys' faces. It's not really about we want to play this game. We want it, you know, on our system. You know, because if it was really about the game, then you wouldn't care who got to play it. You'd want everybody to get to play it.
Well, like I said, it's about business. The 360 is selling. The PS3 is selling. They want as many copies sold over here as possible.
And it's very...
In Japan, 360 owners aren't going to get it because there's no 360.
Right.
So,
it's all about market penetration in the West.
So, I mean... the
it's
only
be on
major
45 discs.
I just don't understand. just play the game. It's not going to hurt...
Right.
It's not going to kill Square for releasing on 360. You fanboys suck.
you really do.
If they had to give them more money to finish it.
Yeah. If they ever finish
just play the game. It's going to be awesome. And I'm saying that I hate RPGs, and I hate you fanboys, so shut the fuck up.
Man.
We're
not controversial
on
this.
I am not a fan of the Final Fantasy series.
I'm not either.
And I probably won't play 13, if I'm being honest. I might just because, even when it was PlayStation 3 exclusive, it sort of intrigued me, just because, number one, it's gorgeous. And number two, it looked like... some of the stuff was pretty cool, like the stuff they showed in the CG trailer.
Yeah, it's got like this real futuristic look. And instead of playing a feminine man, you're actually playing a woman.
Right. Like I said, I'm all about anytime more people get to play something. So I'm glad it went multiplayer.
Yeah, and honestly, for me, not. Anybody knows me? Not a Final Fantasy fan. Last one I played wholeheartedly and finished was 3. I played some of 7. Actually, I was disappointed in 7. Oh, God, just broke the internet. But sorry. I coming from old school Final Fantasy world, I thought 7 just wasn't up to snuff. Excuse me. What makes me excited is the fact that now that, you know, because when they announced, you know, Star Ocean and a couple other Square Enix titles, I was like, that's, you know, it's kind of cool. But
yeah,
with a huge
they were coming,
established
right.
franchise like Final Fantasy coming to the 360, not that I ran out of PlayStation 3 and I'd play it if it evolved on that system too, but gives me more hope of playing a Dragon Quest title on alternate platforms.
Right.
This is coming to Wii.
So.
On a similar note, though, Final Fantasy, I think, what, Versus 13 or 13 Versus is still exclusive.
Is still
so
PS3
Sony
exclusive.
Fanboys.
For now.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
But, I mean, I honestly think Square will leave that a PlayStation 3 exclusive just to kind of throw them a bone, if for nothing else. But
they got Kingdom Hearts?
No, they don't.
Hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah, which oddly enough hasn't been announced.
It'll probably end up, yeah. Well, it's rumored for Wii. But,
yeah. Fantastic.
So,
yeah,
whatever. I'm glad they made the decision. But, you know, fanboys take it as a go, whatever. It's a business decision.
I've said it, and I'll say it once and say it again. I own both systems. So I don't care.
Yeah, same here.
I don't really care about the game at all.
I don't either.
I just think it was huge.
It was a huge
I don't own
huge.
My one and only thing as a gamer is I don't own a game for a system. I own systems for the games that they're,
right.
that they're on.
Yeah, I'm a Final Fantasy fan, and
do you feel betrayed?
No, I don't. I don't feel betrayed. I actually feel happy because I'll be able to get some
achievements.
Points by playing Final Fantasy.
You know,
XIII.
I think
you
it's actually
trophies.
A question, so you kind of get that out of the way. Somebody asked, now it's been announced. You know, which console would you prefer it on?
And granted,
you want trophies?
No,
bullseyes.
Trophies are inconsistent, but I don't care if I have to swap discs like every 10 hours. You know, I don't care if the game is on 5 discs. I mean, you got to weigh the options. Do you A, wait a half hour, 45 minutes to load up the game into your PS3's memory? I mean, which takes more time, 45 minutes or changing a disc 5 times?
That was a really good point nobody ever brought up with Metal Gear was like, you know, if it was on the 360, you'd have to swap the disc about 4 times, right?
About the same amount of times as the installs.
But the installs take, like,
2 minutes.
Right.
10, 15 minutes. Well, the
well,
first
the,
one
the
took,
first
like,
one.
The first
one
took
takes
like,
8 minutes. The rest of them take 2 minutes.
So which is faster, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
But, so are you going to buy it on 360, you think?
Yeah.
All right.
And the thing is, you know, if I do decide to play, I mean, I always give, you know, high-profile RPGs a chance at least once. Just because I don't play them all that often, so
yeah.
But you know, one thing that you know, talking about the whole switching disc thing, what Blue Dragon did very well is they gave you a nice, like, huge climatic ending to each of the discs. So they broke it off, you know, like where you're excited to get ready to throw the second disc in. So it kind of like when you're watching a DVD where you got to flip the DVD over, like say Gangs of New York, for instance. They kind of stop it at a point where you're like, oh crap, I got to continue.
Yeah,
to
watch. Well, that's Metal Gear did a great job of that too with the installs. They always it was you know the act would build to a climax, the act would end, and then you'd go into the installs, and all the acts had really good endings.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was old enough to remember intermissions in theater, so I'm all right.
I've swapped discs on a lot of games in my life. So. I mean, so – and I'm sure I'm going to laugh my ass off when I see the packaging for Final Fantasy XIII because I know it's going to have like
five or six discs.
So it's going to be like gigantic box. Yeah, it's going to be funny as hell. Like, what if you lose one? You're fucked.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know – Final Fantasy VII had 4 discs, so...
Yeah. I probably won't play 13, if I'm being honest, on anything.
I thought Final Fantasy VII had 3 discs.
3 and then had a...
Bonus demo of Tobol.
Yeah.
Or no, Tobol had the demo of Final Fantasy, right.
Yeah, that's true. It was Final Fantasy VIII that had 4 discs.
I had to break your knowledge. What's up, man? You're slacking. But, speaking of slacking,
actually,
let's talk about the next conference.
Well, I was about ready to say
that's a great segue.
I won't play.
I love that.
I won't play Final Fantasy 13. Probably, I actually probably will play Versus 13 because it looks more my speed.
It's an action game,
right? It's more of an action.
I just hope it's not
RPG.
Like the past action Final
yeah,
Fantasy
let's
games.
Hope not.
Yeah, Square hasn't really been known to make,
yeah,
make a, anything good outside of RPG realm.
So let's talk about
Bushido great, Blade was good, and it was
the
outside
ball.
The RPG
yeah.
realm.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Bushido Blade was great.
Anyways.
We talk about Reggie?
Vis-a-me!
Vis-a-me!
Yay!
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Puppies
let's
are,
well, let's talk
puppies soccer mom.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about the only part that, that applies to core gamers. Mario and Zelda teams are working on something.
Yep.
Woohoo!
Yay! That's it. That's all
woo-hoo!
You get.
That's all you get.
You get a bone.
Until then, we get.
Oh, don't forget. The Kid Icarus is in development, but I'm not making it. I'm just producing it. So we'll have more on that later. So.
What is that? Miyamoto?
Oh, hey, yeah. Core gamers, core gamers should be perfectly excited. Core gamers should be perfectly happy with just Animal Crossing and Grand Theft Auto on the DS.
Yeah,
that's
all
you guys need.
Yeah, for all you soccer moms who listen to the N4G podcast every week, and for your gaming knowledge and stuff, that yeah, that conference was for you. Oh wait a minute.
Pretty much.
Puppies are cute.
Puppies are cute.
Puppies are cute. Puppies
yeah.
are cute.
Yeah, what's up with the soccer mom, you know, instead of – I was expecting to see Reggie up there on stage. And then,
I think that was kind of the point, though. They kind of – you know, did you notice that they pushed the demographic – not demographic, but the make the point that more female gamers are playing?
Yeah, but
– so why not bring her out?
But the thing is –
women hate her too.
The thing is –
the thing is, oh snap!
Women don't give two flying beeps over E3.
Well, women in her demographic don't
right.
give two
yeah.
flying F's over E3.
The women that
there
that,
are female
the women that they're shooting
about.
For don't give shit about E3.
Right,
exactly.
So E3 should not be about them.
No,
E3 should be about the people who sit on the couch with Cheetos and watch it, which would be the core geek gamers.
Yeah, right. they could.
I'll sit on
the
couch
for the Rosie O'Donnell show or something.
Well, yeah. Was it just me or did were there two
and
people
wrong.
Wasted?
We love women gamers. We do.
Yeah.
And the more the merrier. Hell, my ex beat the shit out of me in most of the games I ever played her in. So it's a good thing. But you guys are gamers who are listening to this and are female.
Right. Yeah.
The
you're
people
not.
They're shooting for are not gamers. So don't get us confused here. Yeah. What we're talking about.
Were there two? Yeah. Was it just me or were there two wasted people at that conference? Number one was Sean White.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy was high.
Yeah,
I'm
guaranteed.
Sorry.
Guaranteed.
He says, like, you gotta push this button. The other person, Miyamoto, had a few shots before he came out. You have to be flopping around with that Wiimote, like.
The worst part was the timed jump that they all did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it was terrible.
What about that guy playing drums? I think he was a little on something, too.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh,
yeah.
God.
That guy playing drums needed to be shot for that haircut. I don't care about anything else. That guy deserved to have a Wii Fit board broken over.
I don't
over
remember.
His head.
Something Drums?
Yeah, his name was Ravi Drum.
Yeah.
Ravi Drums or something.
Ravioli.
Like that. Ravioli.
Ravi's
yeah,
stupid
I guess
ass
he was,
haircut.
I guess he was like a really good drummer or something.
Yeah, he didn't show it.
He was
yeah.
playing
well,
air drums.
I'm sure the Wii Motion didn't help.
Wiimotion 2.0.
Wiimotion
yeah.
Wiimotion
yeah.
Plus.
Wiimotion
yeah,
Plus.
Man.
What a piece of crap.
We're here. We're getting a. we're getting a lot lately of hey, we got a new controller for
you
from
you think?
Big companies lately.
So if we put all the Nintendo peripherals for the Wii in a box, we have the Zapper.
Yep.
We have the Wii Wheel.
Yep.
We have the Wii Fit Board.
Yep.
We have the Wiimote.
That little
he
guy.
Said Zapper already.
Well, okay. What yeah. about the crossbow thing then?
That's
that is
the Zapper.
Well, they got that little gun then. That little.
That's
gun.
Not.
That's
not Nintendo.
That's not. Yeah.
That's
not
Nintendo.
That's
oh, I thought it was Nintendo.
No, it's
oh.
Nyko, I think.
Now
oh,
we have the Wii Motion Plus. Not to mention we have two controllers that come with the Wiimote.
Right.
We have the sensor bar. Oh wait, I'm not done. We also have Wii Speak.
Yeah.
Which
Wii
is an add-on for Animal Crossing.
It allows you to chat.
Allows you to chat.
Yes,
but only Animal Crossing.
I'm so proud of Nintendo. Now in 2008, they finally implemented a chat system on their
machine.
Welcome
to 2001.
Yeah.
Which
the original Xbox.
It's a perfect segue to me, as you brought up Animal Crossing and you talk about 2001, is the fact that everybody who's listened to the last 60-some episodes of the N4G podcast knows that I would always said, if I can't shake a tree, I want another Wii.
You
I still will not own another Wii because all they did was give me a 2001 version of Animal Crossing.
Right, it's basically the GameCube version.
It is the
with
GameCube.
Waggle.
It's the GameCube
but you can
version
get online.
With the DS version together with the same freaking dialogue.
Nice.
They gave me.
See, I didn't play Animal Crossing.
They gave,
so I don't know
they
what
gave
the
me nothing
was.
But heartbreak.
So I actually, get this straight. They reused the same dialogue from the first one.
Yeah, so say you go to Gracie and you go to buy something, she tells you the same exact stuff she's been telling you for the last 4 years.
Wait a minute.
I am crying.
Wait, on the Wii?
Yes.
Rehash
wait,
of a GameCube game?
Yes.
You're kidding.
A rehash of a GameCube game on the Wii.
Stop the presses.
I think that's the first time.
Yeah, I can't think of another one.
I can't think of another one.
Anyway,
I like how they
And thing is, I talked to Zero on the phone when he said they did announce it, and I was like joking, saying, you know, oh, I don't want to buy another Wii. I'll kill myself because I'd rather kill myself than own another Wii. But I'll have to for Animal Crossing, kind of a thing. And I was all excited. I get home, I watch the trailer, and I'm like, did I just watch the GameCube trailer?
Right.
For the love of fucking God, please tell me you did something new to innovate it, not just we speak or going to the hair salon to change my head into a me. Fuck you, Nintendo.
Wow.
Okay, I'm before I get heated.
That's
I'm
a glowing
gonna,
review.
I'm going to shut up now. So, yeah. So
that's actually going on the back of the box. Yes. Fuck you, I can change my head into a me head. Fuck you, Nintendo.
So I'm trying to think back as from a core gamer's perspective, was there anything?
Wii Sports Resort
looked
good. You know,
good.
Which looks good.
I like that.
I'm going to give it to him.
I give him that.
And I like the sword
fitting.
Fighting.
Yeah, the sword fight is awesome.
With the Wii Motion Plus.
But the Frisbee?
Yeah, that was stupid.
The jet ski was badass, though.
Yeah.
That looked like Wave Race. Yeah. I'm all about that.
But speaking of which, they need to make a new Wave Race.
No, it's just Wii Sports.
Yeah, it's just Wii Sports.
Let it go.
But here's what gets me. The Wii Motion Plus add-on, it's an add-on for the Wiimote.
Right.
But it's almost like admitting that the Wiimote wasn't
good enough in the first place.
Anybody play Call of Duty 3 knows that.
But then it's like,
snap.
But instead of saying, oh, we screwed up, it was a mistake, they pass it off as a new innovation
Wii
gaming.
That'd be almost like saying that like Rumble was last gen.
Oh,
and
snap.
Then coming out, oh, I'm just kidding.
Snap.
I couldn't resist the jab at the door.
That one's obvious.
Yeah,
that one's
if obvious. I had to roll up the Nintendo press conference in one word, I would say sucks.
It'd be like kind of like saying HDMI is last gen and then putting it into your new Xbox. I mean, never mind.
Snap.
Yeah.
Hey, hard drive's not standard either.
Yeah.
Nor will
like,
it ever be.
Right. Nor will it ever be.
Because the 360's never gonna have a standard hard drive.
I hope they release a 60 gig separately. That's something we didn't mention really.
The hard drive
was mentioned before
E3,
but
the hard drive or the system.
The hard drive.
They are.
Yeah,
they
it's
are.
$99.
Yeah,
it comes packaged with
a headset.
Another
a 3 day
headset.
Trial.
What from Microsoft doesn't come packaged with a fucking headset?
Yeah, no
the
doubt.
Chat pad comes. Okay, seriously, I understand packaging with Xbox Live, the system. The chat pad is used to type shit. What the fuck? If I had a headset, I wouldn't need to type shit, would I?
Maybe that's why I think you're needing it, because you broke your headset because of that break so damn easily that you bought the chat pad to replace the headset. But they're like, well, you know, it'll be nice. We'll give you another headset.
I'm waiting on headsets just to start coming with games.
I got a headset with my Xbox Live Diamond.
I got it
card.
With Rainbow Six.
Yeah, I know. Well, Rainbow Six came with one. Jesus. No more headsets.
Still on Nintendo. Let's get back
what
on
else is on Nintendo?
Well, they showed they mentioned Grand Theft Auto for the DS.
Right. Which should be cool.
They also announced another Guitar Hero for the DS.
Which blows my mind. Well, you're going to have another Guitar Hero 6 months later?
They didn't really show much, but they said you can swap songs between the two.
It's neat.
But
6 months?
I mean,
really?
I still like the DS. That's one thing I'll give Nintendo for. Because
I love
what did you think of the taking your DS to the baseball game?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty neat.
To check the difference, what's going on.
And also like the idea of using it as a GPS. That's pretty cool. That's pretty
definitely.
Cool.
I guess the DS
they're working
the highlight.
On it. Yeah, definitely
well, that's
the
thing
highlight.
Is, and I think this is what pissed me off. You know, I've owned two Wiis now. And I was going to buy a third for Animal Crossing, but of course, you know, thank you Nintendo, you saved me $300.
You know, you could have saved yourself $300 if you had just kept the first one that you had.
Why? To play what?
I don't know.
Mario Kart.
Yeah, but if you know you're going to buy one down the line,
well, you might as well just keep the one you got.
Glad
I didn't.
That's true.
So, anywho.
You will when Kid Icarus gets announced.
Shut it. No.
Yes, you will. You love Pit.
I'll only own
Pit.
It if, like, Iron Maiden's Fly of the Icarus is the, like, theme song for it or something. Anyway, before we get way off the track here. I gave the Wii its first year incarnation to come out and do something. Which they did. The first year, actually, in my opinion, was the best year for the Wii. Second year, not so much. Third year, they show they have nothing up their sleeves and down the road. And I was hoping, it was going to be kind of like the DS. The DS was really shaky at first when it first came out. People were like, this is not going to replace the Game Boy Advance. No, there's no way. This is something new and different.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they actually made it into the official successor, the Game Boy Advance, by doing a lot of innovative stuff.
Right.
And really cool stuff. Nobody's done anything.
And now
all they're doing is like, you know, we can make Game Party.
Right. Yeah.
And we're going to keep just releasing half-assed party games like this.
Carnival games, too.
Basically, flash games. With motion
yeah,
sensor.
Right. Exactly. You see, I mean, I'd rather play the DS than the Wii.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, because the DS...
With the exception of Mario Kart, which is the only thing I still play on my Wii.
I had a big red freaking slap across my face after watching
You need
the
to play
Nintendo
Boombox,
conference.
Though.
Yeah. I do. I've got... That's on my game flight.
No one...
I hate calling myself a Nintendo fan when I have to bash them so much.
Yeah. No. I like Wii
makes
music.
Me cry.
Wii Music?
Yeah,
we
that
didn't
looked
talk
interesting.
About Wii Music.
Yeah,
that
looked
oh,
pretty cool.
Oh, man, Wii Music.
I'd much rather play Rock Band than Wii Music, but
it's
here's
a
the thing
concept.
About Wii Music. It's not meant for us. It's no. It's not meant for people who have the kind of dedication
goals
to a game like Rock Band, because it takes a certain degree of skill to play Rock Band on the higher difficulties. Wii Music is for people to just get together in their room, like your grandpa and your mom, to get together in a room and play a music game.
You know, it's meant for
everyone.
Everyone
right.
else Either. Besides gamers.
No,
right.
it's meant for everyone.
Yeah, it's meant for
oh, okay.
everyone.
It's
it really is because yeah. gamers will get into it too. I think.
Yeah.
I was just the thing is, I was like all upset when they were talking about Wii Music. I was hoping it maybe had been an expanded version of the Mii Maestro game that they showed originally on the
right.
on the Wii ages ago, and that disappeared. I was well, actually
I think,
more interested in that idea and that concept more than
Well,
Wii
they
music.
Kind of briefly touched on it. I think that's in Wii Music.
Yeah, it is. It's a part of Wii
yeah,
Music.
Yeah, you can do the Maestro thing. All I know is that Nintendo came out and showed stuff for people that weren't watching.
Right.
And that's really yeah. the most upsetting part of it, because the people that they're aiming that... Because the whole graph charts and saying female gamers are playing and showing these are the people that we want to reach. Well, guess what? They're not watching.
Yeah.
This
right.
isn't for retail anymore. This isn't for retailers to go, okay, this is why I need
right.
to sell the Wii. This is for press. This is for the hardcore.
Yeah, they could have saved it for my conference for GameStop.
There's really no reason for... If Nintendo's going to do that kind of thing, there's really no reason for them to show up at E3 next year.
No, there's really not. It's that's not what they need to show there. It's
and not
really
because
not.
And it's not because none of those games are going to be any good.
No,
because I
all
imagine
those games
all
are
of them will be very,
of copies.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's because, like you said, it's not for E3 is not for that market anymore.
They announced a new Pokemon.
Yeah, they announced a new Pokemon.
Well, of course they did.
But it's not it's not even real a true Pokemon. It's one of those side games.
Who
the thing
cares?
Is and I flash back and wonder which conference was worse, last year's or this year's? Last year's where all they did was every 15 seconds show a news report about the Wii and how it's selling.
I think this year's was worse.
Or this year's
I agree.
With the mind-numbing freaking soccer mom on stage going, yay!
Yeah.
Puppies are cute!
Yeah, this
I
year
broke
was
my
definitely
arm.
Worse.
Ankle. Or was her hand?
I don't fucking care.
I don't remember.
They lost me as soon as she came out open in her mouth.
Oh, it's better to play snowboarding on the Wii than it is in real life.
No, what she said was safer to play video games than go outside and play, which is...
In other words, it's just yeah. telling kids to stay inside.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, don't go out and play. Don't go play baseball. You know, play the Wii.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you can throw your controller.
You look like
TV.
Sean White, which
yeah.
looks like an adolescent carrot top.
Yeah, I thought it was when I first saw it. I thought it was carrot top.
Yeah,
I thought it was like, why is carrot top playing a fucking Wii?
Because he ain't got nothing else to do.
He's the one that invented the Wii Motion 2.0 because that's what he
so,
did. Carrot top, all he did was invent stupid shit that didn't really wasn't necessary.
Yeah. So right. Big giant thumbs down.
Are we gonna grade him as we go, or are we gonna grade him at the end? Because we didn't grade Microsoft.
Well,
let's grade him at the end.
You want to grade him at
Sony?
Okay,
yeah, I don't think we're gonna get the questions this week, so we're gonna move on. Sony's conference.
You know what? I'm gonna say this, and my final grade is different for a different reason. But as far as actual presentation goes,
Sony was the king.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
By far. You know what? And
dude, the flow charts with Little Big Planet was the greatest thing ever.
And you know what?
Awesome.
That almost
awesome.
Single-handedly, that plus the other trailers and stuff that we got out of Little Big Planet at E3 makes it, I think, my game of the show.
We do pause this N4G announcement to let you know you are listening to N4G podcast.
But... That presentation was, it was, not only was it clever, but it was so well done.
Yes.
The entire presentation from start to finish was incredibly professional. They didn't have the stupid casual thing like Microsoft had in the middle. They didn't have the stupid casual thing like the Wii had for the entire freaking conference. It was very, very,
Sony
very well done.
Sony did what I expected all three companies to do, which was this. We're not talking about consoles. We're not talking about new anything. We're talking about the games, and that's all they said.
Well, that's what
here's
they focused
what
on.
What we got?
Yeah, 2008 is the year for software, not hardware. Is
right.
what they said.
Yeah,
so.
And Resistance 2 looked awesome.
Resistance
yes,
2
it did.
Was one of the, oh my
that
god.
That demo looked
oh my
awesome.
God.
I guess I'm the only one in the room that really disagrees.
Really?
I thought the Cloverfield monster was cool.
Yeah.
It looked problematic control wise. He kept falling off.
Well, I think that was mostly due to the fact that the guy playing it probably was dropped on his head a lot when he was a child. He looked like he just had no idea what he was
and
doing.
It really, to me, looked just like a bigger scaled Resistance.
Graphically, it was not as big of a leap from the first one as I expected, but.
What do you
I
expect
mean,
for
the first one looked
yeah.
good.
Yeah, but it's only thing, been.
But the things that it does
yeah,
is more
exactly,
advanced.
Exactly.
That kind of scale excites me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I love the giant boss fight. That's, I mean, you secured my purchase day one just with that.
Yeah, I don't care. And we were talking about this. I don't care about 60-player online.
Right.
I'm much more comfortable in a 16-player environment.
You
so
only
the
pick
six,
256 players?
We'll get to that.
Yeah,
in
we'll
minute.
Get to that.
But the online multiplayer, as long as there is 16-player modes and 8-player modes, there's already 8-player
right.
co-op, which is huge.
Yes.
Huge for me.
That's a bigger draw to me than the multiplayer.
It really is, because it's a different game.
Yeah.
It's not the same
right.
single-player game, so you will get to enjoy two different campaigns in two different ways. And, I mean, just the epicness of that boss fight. I mean, it may be my shooter of the year. I mean, it just looks freaking incredible.
You know what disappoints me about Resistance, though?
What's
it's
that?
Not on a 360? Fanboy.
No. The fact that Killzone was pushed back because of it. I think Killzone looks better.
Do you think Killzone was pushed back because of Resistance?
I think they didn't
think
want to release both at the same time. I think there's some reasoning behind it. I think they didn't want to release both big epic shooters at the first time, so they gave Resistance first shot because it's probably further along. I think Killzone looks a lot more polished.
I am in disagreement for one reason. I think that that's probably partially the reason, but I think that there were probably some things that they needed to get ironed out with Killzone. And it was going to cause a delay anyway, but it sounds a hell of a lot better from Sony's perspective to make it seem as though they just pushed it back so it wouldn't have to compete with Resistance than it does to say, you know, we've got some other technical issues that we're trying to get worked out, so we had to push the game back.
Which they really didn't
show
much of.
So I think it's probably a combination of both, but I think that Sony's kind of pushing the other side a little harder because it makes them sound better. That's my personal take on
it. I was kind of disappointed they didn't show much of it.
I was hoping
that
we would see some single player. Yeah.
But you know what? The multiplayer
footage.
Looks. For a multiplayer game, Killzone 2 looks gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, it looks on par with, like, you know how Gears looks just as good multiplayer as it does single player. It's in that same caliber where it looks just as almost as good. Multiplayer
as it does single.
And there is no qualm to me that Killzone is probably the best looking game I've ever seen in my entire life.
But
I still have hesitation because if I look at the track record of Guerrilla Games, we had Killzone 1, which I didn't enjoy very much. It was a very boring shooter to me. They made Shellshock, and Shellshock NAMM 67, which were awful.
Not good at all.
Awful games. And the only thing they have that I liked was Killzone
Liberation.
Which was good.
Wasn't a first-person shooter.
No, it was a third-person shooter.
And to kind of back up, though, I mean, and you'll agree with me 100% because you were actually at the same show I was when we actually got to play Killzone for the first time.
Yeah.
Reason I was disappointed at Killzone wasn't the fact that it didn't play well. It was bland, much like Frontline Shields of War.
Yeah.
It's not a bad playing game. It just is boring to look at.
Time Shift is
and,
the same thing.
But
it's
they
boring.
Fixed that in Killzone. Killzone looks like the environments are actually interesting, a place you actually want to.
I hope so. I hope it's not. See, because Time Shift has all the ingredients of being a really good, thought-provoking shooter, and it's not. It's boring. And that's my problem with the first Killzone, is I grew bored very fast. A shooter's not supposed to bore me.
Right.
You know, and I'm afraid Killzone 2, just the way it looks, is enough for me to get excited. And I am excited about
it. The only thing that sort of gives me pause about it, and I've heard the guy from Guerrilla Games came out and said that.
To your house?
No, yeah, he came to my house. came out and said that they purposefully dumbed down the AI for the E3 video because they wanted the people who were playing it through to be able to play through it easily and not die. And I'm fine with that. The only thing that gives me a little pause about Killzone, and right now I'm really excited for Killzone because I think it looks fantastic.
It does.
And I think it's got a lot of potential. But the waves of enemies to me didn't look very consistent. So I'm hoping that it's not a situation where, you know, there are some shooter games where as far as enemies attacking you, they come out in waves very consistently and they come out in a good number. And I'm just hoping it's not one of these games where you get two enemies at a time and then you walk another 10 steps and another two enemies come out at a time and you walk another 10 steps and four enemies come out at a time. I hope that they're proportioned well. That's the only thing that sort of makes me a little nervous, but right now, I'm definitely on the pro side for Killzone 2.
Yeah,
definitely.
I am too. And another thing I was disappointed in that we didn't see a lot more of was Infamous.
Right.
Yeah. I'm really disappointed we didn't see more of that.
But what they did show
was freaking awesome.
It looked really awesome.
I'm really pumped about Infamous.
We've actually skipped over a couple games too, now that I'm back in and thinking about it. We didn't mention Portal on Xbox Live.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't mention Portal on Xbox Live, which is
huge.
Great. That's huge.
And Mirror's Edge.
Which wasn't at any of the conferences.
Was it not?
No,
I thought
I'm getting my internet coverage and my G4 coverage.
They showed the trailer at the Sony conference, but just a snippet. It was in the sizzle video.
Yeah, they had like that montage of games. Yeah. The same montage that Killzone was in, actually.
Yeah, you just see the title of it.
Yeah.
Right.
But I am excited about Mirror's Edge. I think the concept of it looks freaking awesome.
I
like how it looks. Yeah. And I like the ideas that it's trying to
even
today.
In this stage, I don't know how long they'll be working on it, but it looks polished.
Good.
Looks very polished.
You know, the only thing about Mirror's Edge, and I'm pretty excited about it too, but the only thing about it that was a little disappointing to me was I watched an actual gameplay walkthrough online, and the combat to me did not look that good.
Well, I don't think. Yeah, I think it's not. But it'd be
so
good for combat.
Like it showed some hand-to-hand stuff, and. The thing about it, they're trying to do something which is very admirable, but a game like let's take the Bourne Supremacy for example, the takedowns, like those cool, really cinematic takedowns where you bend the guy's wrist and knock him down or whatever, those are really cool. And Mirror's Edge has some stuff like that, but it's not as cool in first person.
No,
it's just it doesn't work in that view. So I'm hoping that. That doesn't distract any from the gameplay, but you know I know the game's not really based around combat, right. So it's not
a
huge part
of
the game anyway.
It just reminds me of Breakdown, which
that's why I'm trying to get away from. It reminded me of.
Go ahead and give it to me.
I hope it's better than that.
I love Breakdown.
What about the announcement of the 80 gig model coming back?
The 80 gig model
for
is going to be $400.
Well,
with no PlayStation
it's,
backwards.
It's not the 80 gig model.
Well,
it's
a core
40 gig model.
It's a core 80 gig. Right.
It's a 40 gig model with an 80 gig hard drive. Yeah. So no backwards compatibility to USB ports. Which the backwards compatibility, you know, I'm glad that it's, you know, you're giving me 40 extra gigs. But the no backwards compatibility thing is still.
Well, from my understanding, the 80 gig was limited backwards anyway. 60 gig was.
I have an 80 gig and I haven't run across a game.
Is it
75%?
Yeah.
So.
That's why I'm totally happy that I have one of the few 60 gig machines out there. Yeah, I'm so thrilled because if there is a game I want to play on my PS2, I can still play it. And Rumble works.
Yeah. I think what people are missing too in the 80 gig announcement. Is number one, like I said, it's awesome that they're giving you another 40 gigs for the same price. But this means that once the 80 gigs that are out there now are phased out,
they're already phased out.
If it goes to, you know, just this 80 gig,
it
40,
is going to go.
Yeah,
it is.
There's no more backwards compatibility.
It's just 80 gig. It's from here on out.
No more.
They were going to introduce this 40 gig. Once it's gone, it's 80 gig. That's it.
Right.
80
so
gig is it.
That means you're basically from this point forward, there's no more backwards
compatibility. Well, you have to go buy a PS2 so they can get more money.
Because they are still supporting the PS2,
yes,
which I was impressed with that. Even though it was Yakuza and EA.
Right. But
really, that's all it was, Yakuza and EA.
Right.
That's
but
like the only
here's
two.
Here's the sad part, though. If you go to any GameStop and look at the release list, PS2 list is larger than the PSP list.
Right.
But the PSP is still selling, which is amazing.
It floors me every time. I get tons of people coming in on a daily basis buying PSP games. I'm like,
because they know it's the bomb.
PSP is a good system.
Yeah, PSP has a lot of great games.
And that pack, the family pack or whatever.
The family
pack. That's actually a pretty good bundle.
Lego Batman.
Pretty good bundle
for the PS2.
A gig stick, is that the one?
No, this is PS2.
I'd hate to pay $170 and be kind of weary when I see a half a page of release dates.
Yeah, but the PSP list has always been a half a page of releases. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you still look at everything that's come out, and you're like, damn, there's some great games out there, like God of War and Monster Hunter. I mean, PSP's got great.
There's great games on Neo Geo Pocket, but I'm not going to go out and buy one. Now.
What? There were 7 games. Don't sit here and tell me there were great games on the Neo Geo Pocket. Don't try to pull that. Let's go Lynx, bitch. You're totally out. Don't try to compare.
What about the PSN?
PSN Fat Princess Game of the Year.
Looks awesome.
The Game of the Year.
Fat Princess Game of the Year. That and Ragdoll
awesome,
Kung Fu.
Yeah. Ragdoll Kung Fu.
Ragdoll Kung Fu. Everything they showed in that montage looked great.
Yeah. And Ratchet and Clank Quest for Booty.
Quest for Booty.
Quest for Booty.
So we got two booty games coming out. You got Age of Booty from Capcom and Quest for Booty from Insomniac.
Yeah.
I think it's great that they're doing games like Siren and Ratchet and Clank and, Wipeout as downloadable games.
And they look like actual store-bought games, but they're downloadable.
Yeah, it looked like Ratchet & Clank Future.
Yeah. I wonder if you'll actually have to have the disc. I didn't remember
that,
reading
that. That's my question, too. Whether it's like actual downloadable content for the game, the original game.
No. Or what he said is it's a good way to pick up if you've never played Ratchet & Clank before. No. So
if you don't have to own the disc, that's badass.
I'm assuming you don't have to because he said that this would appeal to people who haven't played it before because it's a cheap, downloadable game.
That'd be awesome.
What do you think about Major Nelson breaking the story that he talked to one of the Microsoft guys saying that they'll be able to install the entire game on your hard drive?
I'm very happy about that. That's something we didn't talk about. I am very happy that I'll be able to. I won't install every game on there. I like the options.
I was about ready to say I'm appreciative of the option to install games to my hard drive, but I'm glad that it's not mandatory.
Yeah. Well, I'm just kind of curious. Or is there going to be some kind of CD key involved?
No, you put the disc. The disc has to be in the tray.
Then why do it?
30% faster loading time?
Yeah.
And you know, with it being a 360, the disc doesn't spin.
Yeah.
So the system won't break.
So you have to keep the disc in then, right?
You have to keep the disc in. It spins, it reads, it makes sure it's the right disc, and it never spins again.
Yep.
So your tray never moves, so you're not breaking your Xbox. See? Right there.
My Xbox still works.
Like you're lucky. You're
for
one
now.
Of the, you're one of the five people whose Xboxes have never broken.
The only problem, too, with that is I, like a lot of other people, have a 20 gig.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
And that's one game.
Same here.
I mean, with the stuff that I have on there, I think I have 3 gigs free.
Yeah,
so
you
I
get
got
one
no
game.
Then they're releasing the 60 gig just for you.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Well, that's the thing,
I'm
like,
so excited to pay a ridiculous amount more expensive than an actual hard drive costs. Just for a proprietary Microsoft hard drive.
But let's get back to Sony.
Yeah.
We got away from Sony. Let's talk about the last big one before we do our grades.
I don't think it's big. This one sucks.
Well, apparently we got his opinion. Worst name for a game ever.
Massive action game. I laugh when they said what it actually stood for.
But you know what? 256 players
we're
online.
We're gonna debate this.
You know what?
With eight... Well, but it's each... There's different squads.
Factions, right.
I think it sounds awesome.
But, I don't want to play with another
It sounds awesome on paper.
But you won't
eight players.
Play with another... I mean, you will, but you won't.
I don't want
It'll
to.
It'll be just like playing, an eight-person co-op game against the computer, except all the computer opponents are going to be other people. You're only going to really have to contact the other eight people that's in your squad.
Okay, but don't you think that this is just a trite bit
Much?
Over-ambitious... How hard is it? Did you play Resistance Online?
I did not play Resistance Online.
You have no idea how hard it was to get a 30-player match going without people dropping in and out.
Oh, well, yeah, I imagine.
256?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times are you really going to play a 256-player game?
Never.
How often will you play a 256-player game?
It depends on how many servers they have open. Because with 256 players, they don't have to open as many servers because they don't have to have as many separate games running at the same time.
I still don't believe that there will be a lot of 256-player games, and I also don't believe that it's going to be as streamlined as they're making it out to be. And I'm also very pissed. Where's the game?
Yeah.
I don't want that fucking 2.5 minute CGI trailer, just like I didn't want 30 seconds of Kratos and have people sit there and go, man, did you see that? It looks awesome. It's not the fucking game.
The fact that it was CGI was the only thing that disappointed me about MAG. I'm actually and the name, because the name is ridiculously stupid.
How about, I mean, what if they did it this way, though? 256 players online, but you have drop-in-and-out capabilities, much like Unreal and Quake.
Well, it's
going to
be, it's got to be drop-in-and-drop-out for 256 players.
So you're
going to
be drop-in-and-drop-out, and you're not going to have people in there all the time? I just think this is just, it's such a bad idea.
Yeah.
I do. Because I really thought Resistance 60-player was a bad idea. 256 to me is just insane.
Yep. They're doing it just because they can. They're showing that their dick's bigger than everyone else's.
I'm cautiously optimistic for the prospect of a full-scale online war, basically, where you have, you know, several squads on your side, several squads on the other side. Even if you don't get all the way up to 256 players, nobody's saying you have to play 256 players every single match. But the concept of, you know, working with the people on your squad and the leader of your squad working with the other squads to try and, you know, go after somebody, I'm excited.
When's the last time you played Halo? When's the last time you played Halo?
It's been a while, but what's that have to do with it?
I'll tell you one thing right now. Working together online...
Don't work.
It depends on the game you're playing.
Work.
If you play Rainbow Six...
Nobody works. Still don't work because you got people like Mr. Peterson here.
You got people like the chocolate milk kid.
It's made by...
Give me some chocolate milk, Mom! And you know what? Not to cut you off, but I'm impressed that they can... You do it to me all the time.
I know.
I'm impressed that they can do this. Okay, I'm done.
But I use the line from Jeff Goldblum. They thought about too much whether or not they could. They didn't stop to think if they should.
Jurassic Park reference!
Jurassic Park!
The thing about it is, though, it's not like this is going to be a shooter like Halo. It's not like it's going to be a shooter like Resistance. It's made by Zipper Interactive, who made SOCOM.
Which they didn't show.
It's going to be
pissed me off.
A lot more strategy than anything else. And I don't know if anybody in the room besides me played Operation Flashpoint, but Operation Flashpoint had a lot of players. And I'm not talking about on the Xbox. I'm talking about on the PC.
Oh.
So don't make stupid faces. And Operation Flashpoint had a lot of players online. And it was very strategic, and it worked. If they try and make it like Resistance or like Halo where it's, you know, or like Unreal where it's run and gun, it's not going to work.
But if it's
strategic like SOCOM or strategic like Operation Flashpoint was, then I think it's got potential.
Did you play SOCOM like in the later years?
Well, no. I played it the first two.
It derailed to the Halo shooter. It did.
See, I played the first two SOCOM.
Yeah, it derailed to the Halo. The last time I played SOCOM online, I got the same kids I got from Halo. And there was no strategy. It was everybody run to the middle, shoot each other, and die.
Well, and that depends on gameplay balance. Because if the gameplay is balanced to where one or two shots will kill you, like in Flashpoint, you can't play that way. You can, but there's no point in it. Because you're just going to be respawning every 2 seconds.
All I know is I hope I'm dead wrong. But right now, I have absolutely no interest in a massive action game.
I'm with him on that one.
Yeah.
Garbage for me. I love online shooters, and you know that.
Realistically speaking, it'll probably be about at least a good 3 years away.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
You may or may not be dead wrong about it, but at least you won't be Dead Rising on the Wii.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's awful.
It's just a remake. Let it go. Damn. And then the last thing I want to say is I'm very pissed that the God of War was just a CGI teaser.
Just a CGI teaser.
That's bullcrap.
I expected that.
I expected it too, but I was hoping I was wrong.
That was the one big disappointment.
The thing is, they better show something at Tokyo.
Yeah.
Because if they're going to go with this March announcement like they're talking about for the release of the game, better show me some gameplay footage. I don't believe it.
I don't really care if they show it or not, but I got sick of the fact that people actually thought that was gameplay.
Yeah, no
kidding. Well, remember, it'll look just like... No, it really won't.
No.
Right. It won't. It'll look good. It'll look great.
Yeah.
It will not look like that.
No.
So.
No.
I think that was my big disappointment about the Sony conference was that the two biggest games that they had, like their two big giant announcements, they didn't have any gameplay footage.
No.
So that I was disappointed about that.
They didn't show a lot of... Like, where was SOCOM? That comes out in a couple months. Where was SOCOM?
Yeah, I don't know.
So if we were going to grade, we'll go around the room. This will be the last thing we do. Mr. Khan, try to wrap it up so we can get out of here.
Grade?
Microsoft?
As in letter grade?
Yeah, letter grade. Just, yeah.
Microsoft, I would say B-.
Nintendo?
D minus.
And Sony.
B minus.
A lot of minus from you.
Yeah, I thought, in my opinion, the Sony and Microsoft are probably about just as good.
Yeah.
Overall.
What about you?
Microsoft, in terms of the actual presentation, or not presentation, in terms of the actual press conference, I'd say Microsoft gets a B. Nintendo gets a F.
Wow.
It was terrible. And Sony, I actually, I would give a B to as well. But when it comes down to it, as far as you know, who had the better presentation? Sony had the better presentation.
Hands down.
But in terms of who, quote unquote, won E3,
Microsoft.
The entire point of
Square
E3.
Enix won E3.
Well, okay,
yeah, right. The entire point of E3 is media buzz. Yeah. The conference would not exist without media buzz.
And that went all to Microsoft.
To Microsoft.
That last announcement. So.
What about you?
Yep, same thing. B plus for both Microsoft and Sony. Agreed. Sony had the better actual conference. Microsoft's announcement stole the show. Yeah, fuck you to Nintendo.
So is that an F?
That's an F.
That's a big F.
That's an F you. That stands for fuck you.
Yeah, I added a new letter to the alphabet, which is fuck you.
Yeah. What about you?
N-A. Well, how's that? N-A.
N-A?
Not applicable because they didn't have a conference.
I was going to give Microsoft a B-, but then they announced that, so I'm sorry. That is a huge announcement. I give it a B+. Nintendo, D-. And Sony, B. With Little Big Planet being awesome.
Little Big Planet's going to be this show.
Yeah, we'll go around and do game of the show here in a minute.
I have to give Microsoft a B, solid B. It was a good show, a lot of great games, a lot of cool announcements. The Final Fantasy thing was kicker.
Right.
I give Nintendo a D+. I mean, there was some stuff there that was interesting, but it was mostly crap. Just crap that we don't care about.
And it
that's
seemed
what it
like
should be aimed
that
for.
Show was, what, an hour and a half, wasn't it? And it seemed like it was 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Right.
It was just awful. Sony, A-.
Nice. Really?
Fantastic conference.
Yeah, they had a fantastic.
Now, are you doing that in presentation? Or are you just
I'm just doing it overall because they showed a lot of great games. They showed support for all three systems like this. The only disappointment for me in that conference was MAG, and it's just because I just have too many questions about it. So,
hands down, Sony had the best conference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Odeon's head just exploded.
It might have.
But, hands down, Sony had the best conference.
Yeah. I think we all agree that Sony had the best conference.
Yeah,
it's just Microsoft stole the show because
with that
of
one
that
announcement. That's it.
Microsoft won
if they did, If they didn't have that announcement, Sony would have won.
Oh, if Microsoft didn't have
that big
the Final Fantasy announcement, they'd have got...
Yeah.
Trounced.
Yep.
So.
Or they might have got more focused on their other cool stuff they had.
Which is true. But their other cool stuff, to be honest,
is not
still didn't live up to the Sony presentation.
True that.
Game of the show.
What was your game of the show?
Game of the show. It'd be a toss up, actually. To me, I can't say Final Fantasy because it's still way too far.
Right, and we didn't see any gameplay.
Yeah. I'd say a toss up between Gears of War 2 and Resistance 2. Toss up.
Since I automatically disqualify any game that doesn't show me any gameplay footage, my game of the show is probably Little Big Planet. Probably followed closely, and this is a big shocker for most people, by Gears 2. Because I don't really like Gears. Probably tied with Gears 2 is probably Fallout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Animal Crossing, right?
If you don't see it, you can't see it over the airways, but I'm beating the shit out of the I'm not going to say Little Big Planet just for the fact I've always wanted Little Big Planet from the moment I saw it. So... I was just happy to see more of it,
right?
And I can't wait.
In a cool way.
You know, what pisses me off, the only thing that pisses me off of them showing at the E3 is the fact that I still got to wait for it.
Yeah.
I should be playing it right now because it's been in limbo for way too long now.
You got 3 months.
Yeah.
Then they say October?
Maybe.
I heard October.
Yeah, I don't trust Sony.
I don't trust anybody's release dates.
I don't trust anybody. Yeah, there you go. That's better terminology for that. Most surprised game of the show, Gears 2. Because, I never really cared about the series in the first place, and this one actually does make me. And actually, so much, in fact, I'm thinking about going out and buying the first one again.
You know what? I'm in the same boat.
I am dead serious. I mean,
so I can play it prior to the second one.
Game of the show for me felt like BioShock all over again when I saw Fallout 3.
Fallout 3 does look good.
Yeah. And Resident Evil 5 looks great, but if everybody knows me, I'm more of a fan of the older Resident Evil games, like 2, and wasn't a huge fan of 4. So it looks more like a very, very pretty 4 in Africa. But I'll play it, of course, because it's Resident Evil. But,
well,
but I can't say that I'm blown away by Resident Evil 5.
Yeah, that two-player co-op is badass.
Huge. Yeah, it's
huge.
A great idea.
Yeah.
So what about you?
It's hard for me because Resident Evil 5, I'm a huge Resident Evil fan.
Announcement Shenmue 3. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, they didn't. Never. And I love Gears of War. Oh, God, I love it. But... And Little Big Planet looks phenomenal. Just seeing actually what it can do, phenomenal. But if I had to pick, Fallout 3.
Wow.
Followed with
coming
my Gears of War.
Fanboy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Followed by Gears of War, and then Little Big Planet.
I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of fun with Little Big Planet as
a
group.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think we'll actually give our PlayStation 3 a lot of love, like, at the same time.
Yeah.
We usually all play our PlayStation
3. It's like
3,
a PS3 orgy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to blow everybody out, but Mortal Kombat versus DC.
What?
No,
shut up all
Mega
the
Man.
Haters. Shut up all the haters
you know
when they actually got to play it and see it and notice how awesome it's going to
be. It does look great.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm just a bit... You're looking at two of my favorite things in this world.
Right.
In one game.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you, too. I forgot. What did you think of the DC MMO that Sony's got rolling out?
I didn't like it.
I think it looks pretty cool, so I'm pretty excited for it.
I think it looks pretty cool.
I also saw gameplay footage of Ultimate Alliance, too, which looks really awesome.
It does
really
look good.
It looks really awesome.
I mean, I'll probably be interested in the DC, and I'll probably do the free month that they'll give you initially, but beyond that, I don't think that... I mean, it's just not my kind of game.
Because since I have Midway, I wasn't really paying attention to anything that they did, because I'm sure they're going to send me a butt ton of press releases. Did they announce any new characters, and what did they show? Explain why you like Mortal Kombat.
Well, they did hands-on with the fatalities, which they did look good. They showed some of the new ones. The gameplay is 2D. It's not 3D.
Nice.
So it's like Street Fighter 4, so it looks really good. The graphics are phenomenal. The multi-tiered environments are just incredible. The stage designs are incredible. The new characters that were at, what were the, we knew about Catwoman and Shang Tsung.
Right.
The next two is Shazam, Captain Marvel.
Nice.
And, I can't remember who the Mortal Kombat character was. I can't remember, but he was the other character that was announced, so.
They haven't announced Liu Kang, though, have they?
Yeah, that was the other one.
Okay.
Yeah, Liu Kang was the other one. That's right.
Yay.
Is he alive or is he a zombie?
I don't know.
Is he the zombie Liu Kang?
God. Blah, 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 blah.
So you think they're going to actually do the Joker?
I hope so.
Because the fatality could be like putting 4 different kinds of prescription pills.
Oh, stop. Is that his fatality?
It's too soon.
His fatality
is that his,
in
like
his hand.
He puts... Oh.
Man.
That's rough.
Oh, God.
But if I had follow-ups, they would obviously be resistance,
too. And his friendships would be like a scene from Brokeback Mountain.
That.
Oh,
Little Big Planet.
Friendship.
Gears 2. Gears 2, Fallout. Resident Evil 5.
I have to make amends for this podcast. Rest in peace, Heath Ledger. Yeah, we're on our way to see Dark Knight after this podcast, and we're really looking forward to it.
I am totally excited to see the Dark Knight. I cannot wait, and I think Heath Ledger is going to do an incredible Joker.
Awesome.
Shut up.
I hate the people who are just like totally like just like, oh, you're such a great person. I'm like, what? Besides Knight's Tale and Brokeback Mountain, what do you got to really compare it to? So stop calling him a legend already. That's what's pissing me off.
All right. Well, now that we've had your rant about Heath Ledger,
now that we've had the Heath Ledger rant for that,
he was good in The Patriot. I like The Patriot.
All right. Well, we're gonna get out of here because that was our E3 show.
Man, that's a long ass show. You know what? There's one more thing that we didn't mention. And you know what's funny? It's funny that
he had his hand on the button and everything.
It's funny that we didn't mention it because Microsoft didn't mention it either. What about the Bungie announcement that got canceled?
Yeah.
What is there to talk about?
Our 60-second demo
had the potential to be something huge.
It was supposed to be huge,
right,
according to Bungie, though.
And it makes me wonder. Why they pulled the plug on that?
Because
they just assumed that they just blew the whole thing out of the water, and they're like, "Fuck it,
we got it.
We don't need Halo."
I think they did that as well for the fact that they didn't want to. I mean, granted, they already kind of sold the show with that announcement,
right,
but they didn't want to overshadow the fact that they just acquired a Final Fantasy.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's a big thing. They already knew they had Bungie. Right. So why? Because you can announce it any time down the road, and it's going to get the same kind of buzz if it's as huge as they're talking about. So, but it wouldn't be as huge as Final Fantasy at E3. So, yeah.
All right, I'm going to put my finger on the button again.
This time it's done.
Oh, wait, I got one last... No.
But, Mr. Khan, you have one last thing to say, so get us out of here before we go see The Dark Knight.
Never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I never seen you shine so bright. I never seen so many men asking if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, giving half a chance. And I never seen that dress you're wearing.
Goddamn headset last week, we would be in this dilemma.
Yes!
Brokeback Mountain.
My plan is coming together. If we can't record the N4G podcast, then the fanboys will have no information for the campaign. And no one will buy Final Fantasy XIII now that it is multi-platform.
Damn it, I'm trying to do a damn sound check.
I have ruined your sound check.
It's
the first step
about
of my plan.
Check on Final Fantasy
I'm about to unplug them. Go ahead.
If you unplug me, it worsens the sound check. You can't beat me no matter what you do.
I don't even know what to say.
Just say something, motherfucker.
Something. Say nothing, it will ruin the sound check.
I hate you. You suck.
That's not a sound.
We were joined by an Austrian choir boy, apparently.
The running joke of the day.
Why so serious?
I hope this is good, because I don't want to move it anymore. So, this is it. I'm done.